plenty of job and love in my life.
Hey, P1, Sam McDowell here. If you're like me, you always wonder what it would be like to actually run the Cowboys or another NFL team. Would you have really drafted Quincy? What about the Larry Allen contract? What would you be doing differently if the Cowboys were yours? Well, believe it or not, now is your chance to show the rest of the football world how smart you are with EFSports.com. This is the most realistic fantasy football site on the planet, bar none. You're not just the coach, you're the general manager and the owner. Buy a franchise, draft your team, and play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Watch the salary cap as you draft all 53 players to make up your squad. Watch the waiver wire, pick up free agents, or acquire the last piece in your puzzle via trading. EFSports.com is not for the casual fan, but if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Pull on our new carb-friendly tortilla. This month only at participating Sonic drive-ins. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I'm Lele. Can't be a sequel next on the Ticket Center.
With AT&T Unlimited long-distance calling, you can talk all you want with no worries, guaranteed.
And then Margaret said, well, why did you leave the cocoa out of the recipe?
Mom, wait, you've been telling me about this for an hour. Isn't this getting expensive?
Oh, no, I've got unlimited calling.
Oh, yeah.
Get unlimited nationwide SBC long-distance calling for just $20 a month. Plus, there are no annoying 1010 numbers or prepaid calling cards to deal with. So take your time and talk all you want.
Anyway, I said, if you think...
Mom.
There's a squirrel outside on the elm tree.
Get unlimited nationwide SBC long distance calling for just $20 a month.
Now it's looking at me.
Mom.
Hello, squirrel.
SBC unlimited long distance. To sign up, call 1-877-PICK-SBC. For details, visit SBC.com. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Requires SBC local residential service and certain extra features. Taxes, fees, universal service fees, subscriber line charge.
You've been learning to walk in high heels.
Sam's Mailbag has been brought to you by Consort Hair Care, located in the men's shaving aisle, nowhere near the pink razors.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The last time Duke and UConn met in the NCAA tournament, UConn beat Duke for the national championship in 1999. This year they meet in the Final Four, and the Blue Devils coach Mike Krzyzewski says the Final Four is big every year.
It's equally exciting. I think probably the first time I was more nervous, but exciting. I'm excited because I'm around these kids. You know, I mean, if you celebrated Christmas alone, and year after year, it might not be as good.
Tip-off is at 7:47. The early game is between Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech. That starts at 5:07. Drivers at Texas Motor Speedway should be in the middle of Nextel Cup practice. The Busch O'Reilly 300 starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Kyle Busch is the pole sitter for the race. The weather forecast for today is a chance of showers and a high of 71. Mavericks take on the Suns tonight, fresh off their win over Sacramento. Even though they have won, the Mavs have allowed over 100 points in their past two games. Tonight's tip-off is at 7:30. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You know you're getting old when you go from whatever to depend.
9:52 on The Ticket, and on our phone line right now is PGA Tour player and winner of the Honda. That would be one Todd Hamilton. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
2944. Hey, thanks for popping on. You've got to catch a flight here to go to Augusta.
Sounds like a lot of fun coming up.
Are you jazzed? Is this like one of the highest points of your golf career?
Oh, yeah. I've actually had a chance to walk on the property. I've never been into golf shops or other things, of course, but I've been on the property. Of course, it's shut down. And I was able to walk out on the golf course and straw off the greens and big blowers on the greens down. This was in middle of August, about early 80s, 81 or 82.
Okay, so how much money do you have to bring to buy all the stuff that you have to bring back to your family and friends?
My family's actually coming, so they can be in charge of buying their own stuff. But plastic always works pretty good.
So what's your schedule going to be for the week? How many times are you going to play before Thursday?
I'm probably going to start playing tomorrow, and then, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I might just play 9 holes on Wednesday. But I'd like to get out there as much as I can.
Who are you playing with? You got any practice rounds lined up?
I've got nothing lined up. I wouldn't mind trying to hook up with some of the veterans, maybe catch some tips from them, you know, where to hit it, where not to hit it.
All right, so during the practice rounds, though, a couple of things you got to do. One is, on 16, you got to skip it over the water.
I've heard that. I haven't been working on that shot, but I've heard that a lot of guys do that.
Especially the Wednesday practice round.
Yeah.
Everybody will scream at you just to do it if you don't. So, and don't play in the par 3 tournament.
Why not?
Because the winner never wins the actual tournament.
Well, just don't win it.
Oh, that's
but
a good point.
Are you going to have Tyler? You got to have Tyler. Is Tyler, are your kids coming too?
They're coming, but I've got a friend from college that played on my golf team that he came down with leukemia his third year in college. And he's doing fine now, but he's going to come down for a couple days, and he's going to caddy for me in the par 3 tournament.
Oh, very nice. We're talking to Todd Hamilton here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. PGA Tour player going out to play his first Masters. Okay, so you didn't know you were going to get in the Masters till what, a couple weeks ago?
I knew after I'd won the rank, jumped up, I believe it was 38.
Okay.
I didn't know exactly 100% then that I would get in until after the TPC. But I was told in those 2 weeks, leading up to the deadline after the TPC, that it would be virtually impossible for me to drop out of the top 50 in the world, which was the criteria to get into the Masters.
Okay, so you have that many, you've got about 3 weeks to figure out, where do you find a place to stay? I've been to Augusta. Augusta itself is a dump. I mean, it's strip mall haven, and, you know, Augusta, the actual golf course is beautiful, but leading around it, it's got nothing. So how do you line up a place to stay?
My management company arranged for us to rent a house. So there's all kinds of people that go down there and rent houses for the week. I've heard from Atlanta to Augusta, it's virtually impossible to find a hotel room.
Really? So how much is that? Are you going to stay in a mansion, one of those southern mansions?
I don't know what it's like. We've got 5 bedrooms and 3 baths. And again, my parents are coming, kids, my wife. I've got an uncle coming later on in the week. So we've got a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house, and I'm sure you want to know how much that costs.
Let me guess. for how many days?
Got to be 10 grand.
It starts Sunday, and I've got to get out of there Monday morning.
So I'm going to say $15,000.
No, more.
A little more? Where the heck are you staying? The governor's mansion?
No, it's lower.
Oh, it's lower. Okay, 6 grand.
Perfect.
Hey, that's good stuff. By the way, congratulations on the win at the Honda, because you won the way everybody should win. Birdied the last 2 holes, not bogeying the last hole, limping in. That shot you hit on 18 from the middle of the fairway, downhill lie. I mean, Craig and I play, and we got anything but a flat lie. We're going, oh, crap. You know, that was one heck of a shot, and the putt was glorious.
Yeah, I can honestly say I wasn't nervous the whole day, even though I wasn't scoring that well. I felt that I was playing decent, at least on the front nine. But I wasn't nervous until I got over my putt, lining it up, waiting for Frederick Jakobsen to putt. And then I got to thinking what would happen if I made it. And then I got to thinking what would happen if I missed with the 4-shot lead. All my friends back here in Dallas would just crucify me. And
yeah.
Had to bite the inside of my lip to calm down and get refocused, and luckily it was a pretty straight putt, no break whatsoever, and had there been any break, I may not even have hit the hole.
All right, talking to Todd Hamilton here on the ticket. How you doing on your time with getting the plane?
I got a couple more minutes if you want to keep me on.
Okay, I got a question for you. Okay, so you win, and Craig and I are always wondering about this. You win a tournament here on the tour, your first one, which means you get an automatic 2-year exemption, which great for you, no more Q school for a while, maybe hopefully never.
Right.
But how much is that, when somebody knows that you're going to be on the tour for 2 years minimum, how much does that bump up your endorsements?
Right now, I haven't seen any bump up. I got a call the other night from a lady that handles some of my management stuff with an opportunity to go play in a golf tournament in Singapore in about a month. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it or not, but she's been getting some calls, not necessarily endorsement-wise, but media opportunities, which is, it's been kind of hectic, actually, the last 2 or 3 weeks.
How different was it the minute you got your tour card? Was there a big change there, or were you already so well known on the Japanese tour that it didn't matter?
As far as the endorsements?
Yeah.
It wasn't too different. There are companies out there, they kind of have standard deals. They're waiting for you after you finish. And I changed none of my equipment. I felt that the equipment I was using served me well last year in Japan, and I wanted to keep using that stuff whether I got paid for it or not. I felt that if I could use the equipment I was comfortable with and went out and proved myself with that equipment, then I could ask for more money in the future.
So did you immediately put on another wing at the Hamilton Mansion out of Vaquero?
No, we didn't. It was going to be a pretty nice one anyway. I think my wife's going to upgrade a few things, but no, we're pretty grounded people. We don't go overboard. At least I don't. My wife does a little bit. But.
Well, we are going to be rooting for you this week, so good
all
luck
right.
to you.
Thank you very much.
Todd Hamilton, thanks for calling in, and we'll be checking out your leaderboard.
All right, keep your fingers crossed.
All right, take care, man.
See ya.
Okay, that's Todd Hamilton, PGA Tour player, winner of the Honda, going out to his first Masters. Now, I was excited going out to my first Masters just to watch.
You know, they you say know. He's the absolute nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Now,
I've never met him, but they say he'll play with anybody. He'll just go out and have a good time, and he is one of the
nicest
guys there.
New
you know him?
I met him.
Nice guy?
Rick and I had him up.
Yeah. Yeah, he came up with, who was the other guy that came
he
up
was,
with?
This was when Phil was caddying for him.
Yeah, but there's another guy
Phil
that came up with him.
No, not Phil Mickelson. Was it caddying for Todd Hamilton?
Yeah, because
you're freaking golf straight.
Because Todd brought up all those miniature Tabasco bottles.
Yeah, I still have my long sleeve Tabasco green shirt.
So do I, which, by the way, I think that's a huge jewelry item in Japan.
What?
Tabasco
those,
green shirt?
No, those little Tabasco bottles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You put them through and you wear them around your neck like.
Who was he with when he came up?
Japanese people are weird.
There was another local golfer.
Stuart Cedar.
Was it Brandt?
No. God, I'm trying to remember.
Brian Watts?
Dola.
No. It was after Brian Watts' British Open, but before Todd Hamilton became American again.
It was Todd Bridges.
John Griffin.
I don't remember. Hey, get this, Corb.
What?
So we had a guy on that does sports books, right?
Right.
And so I asked him to put up a proposition bet on the website, because remember, you and I always talked about this, the over under what Arnie will shoot total his first two rounds at the Masters.
Yeah,
he laid the strokes at 168.5, which means he's got an average, he's well, see that
84.
I'm gonna take the over on that.
I will take the over and bet my house.
I think I might do that. And also, remember the other one I used to bet every year was how many strokes Arnie will be behind the leader.
And wasn't the over-under like 25 or 30?
25. He laid it at 30.5. So you go to
bowmansgolf.com. I take that that he wouldn't, that he'll be over on that.
Well, let's say that the leaders shoot 68, 69 the first 2 days. That's what, 7 under?
Mm-hmm.
6 under, something like that. So that would mean he has to be, there's no way.
I'm going to take the over on both of them. I think I might put a little ding on that.
What about your old bet, Rick, that you couldn't do 4 grams in an hour?
So I'm going to bet pretty decent. I might put something on this. I think that one
would
be a fair bet.
You can, like, go to
bowmansgolf.com. It's an offshore betting line. Just, you know, like they have them online. And they specify golf. They specialize in golf.
My goal in life is to see him shoot 100 out there.
Might happen this year.
Now, did he keep score when he was at Bay Hill? Because, you know, when they flashed him up there.
Yeah, he shot a...
They didn't put his score up there, though.
Yeah, but it was high.
It was I think he shot like a 92.
There ain't no way he breaks 90.
No way.
At Augusta.
I agree with you there. Isn't that right? Yeah, 168 would be 84 and a quarter.
I wonder what the odds he'd make to for Arnie making the cut.
You know what?
1,000 to 1.
More than that.
10,000 to 1. More than 1, wouldn't it? It'd be a lot more than that.
That would be a miracle, guys.
You know
what I wonder by divine intervention.
I wonder by the time I get home and make this bet, I wonder if those if the odds will shoot up.
Probably so.
Yeah, you just ruined it for yourself.
Awfully, I know. I just hosed myself out of some big coin.
We're talking to Dallas-Fort Worth, and this is guys across the world, so I'm sure we didn't affect it too much.
Hey, where are you guys at today?
We're at the Red Wing Shoe Store.
In Richardson, Texas.
Off of Arapahoe.
Just south of Arapahoe on 75, the access road.
How's you guys' tumor heads? Looking good?
Yeah, it's not good. Bad. I'm a fan of this look. Even though I think I look terrible, I like having this chic, sleek feeling.
There's a lot of freedom to it.
Yeah.
A lot of freedom. Don't have to muss, no fuss.
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't even shower this morning. That's how much I like it.
I think it would have been funnier.
Why'd you wear a hat today?
I'll take it off if you want me to.
No, I mean, but why would... Okay, normally when I wear a hat, it's just because my hair is such a mess and I don't feel like dealing with it and I don't want to take a shower.
Right.
And so I put a hat on. But there's no reason to wear a hat now.
Well, I wore a hat for the first time since Monday's game yesterday.
You look like Cancer Boy.
I look like Rick.
No.
Progeria.
No.
You look like Cancer Boy.
Okay, I'll take it off.
You know what?
You don't need it. Grego wears one every... Grego still wears it every day.
You know what they should have done, though, is, especially with Davey, because when they were shaving your head...
Leaving the sideburns?
No, the sideburns and, like, the male pattern baldness, bushiness on the sides.
I don't have male pattern baldness.
Idiot.
No more than you.
When they shave your
head, no more than Corby.
When they shave your head, the look of male pattern baldness.
Right. Like the Larry David.
Yeah.
No,
that would be. You know what? That's a good gag.
Yeah.
That's the bet next year.
Yeah.
Shave the very top.
Shave something so you look ridiculous.
You look like Hank Kingsley.
Because nobody looks
better
than
Okay, here's what needs to happen. We need to grow our beards out like Gordon does for like 3 weeks. And then we all shave a mustache and Larry David haircut. That's a good bet.
Thank you.
That is a good bet.
Wow, that's interesting.
Of course, Dunham Miller won't agree to that.
Oh, no, we'll have to, you know, I can't stand them.
It'll be a shift change.
You got a whole year, Corby, before you bring up the talk smack.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, boys, we'll have fun talking shoes.
Hey, are you guys, are they doing that Masters trip again, chartered bus?
I don't think so.
I talked to him last week. He said it was a good run, and he's done.
Really?
Yeah, it was a good Wednesday deal.
It was a good run, man.
I'm glad that I went.
Yeah,
you know what? Odds are I'll never go again.
Not to just watch.
Yeah.
It's a one and done.
No, I mean, I'll play. Next time I go, I'll play.
Yeah, exactly. You and Arnie. Hey, if Arnie can go there and shoot a 95.
True.
What the heck? All right, boys, have some fun.
All right, we'll see y'all.
All right, take care.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Ticket Sports Saturday returning today, if only for a brief time. I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott joins me as we get your racing pants going crazy for NASCAR at the Texas Motor Speedway. The defending Cup Series champion, Matt Kenseth, joins us at 12:30. And last year's race winner at TMS, Ryan Newman, at 1:30. We also address the Mavericks and Stars playoff positioning before turning things over to the Final Four show at 2:30. The game starting just after 5 with Oklahoma State.
E-Break Classic. We're assuming that you know where 377 is and you can get there. Well, do so as best you can and look for Papa G's, which is
kind of right behind a FINA station, the only FINA station. You'll see it. Right on the east side of the road, east side of 377.
Now, what is that, Big Jim's Pizza over there?
I believe there is.
Jim's?
Yeah,
Mr. Jim's?
Yeah, that.
Or Big Jim's?
And a FINA station.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's and a pizza station, and then Papa G's is tucked away. What did I say?
Well, it is a pizza station expo.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's Pizza.
Look for Mr. Pizza.
Look for Mr. Jim's and a FUPA station, and Papa G's is tucked away back there. Did I say FUPA station?
Yeah, you did.
FINA station.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's and a FINA station, and Papa G's is tucked away back there behind all that.
Mr. Moopa.
Behind the FUPA?
Look for Mr. Moopa.
Hey, Tickethead, Sam McDowell here to talk about the greatness of EFSports.com. If you're like me and you love fantasy football, but you wish there was something more in your league, another level, maybe, then look no further. You want EFSports.com. This fantasy league is not for the weak. If you're a guy that really knows just a few players in the league, then you're probably best suited for a different fantasy league. But if you know your stuff and you want to show the rest of the nation that you're the best owner in football, come to EFSports.com. Full 53-man roster where every position counts. Salary caps, free agency, an active waiver wire, practice squad, dynasties. This league is the most intense fantasy football league out there, period. If it sounds overwhelming, don't let it scare you. The interface on EFSports.com is extremely easy to manage and it runs itself. Just log on and see how easy it can be to own your own franchise. Now is the time to sign up and get a draft started. The Premium League, which is what you want, has 16 teams. Get your buddies or coworkers together and sign up for this thing. EFSports.com, the next level of fantasy football, EFSports.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
AT&T. Unlimited for direct dialed U.S. calls. Term agreement with early termination fee and additional fees may apply.
I'm Layla. Preparation is beginning at TMS. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Every year, it draws Hall of Fame trainers.
It's still Baffert 1-2-3. What a day for trainer Richard Mandela.
Famous record-setting jockeys.
Jerry Bailey turns the most. Rounds to the lead here by Gary Stevens.
And the world's greatest thoroughbreds.
Well, cigar makes his move, and he sweeps to the lead, and Araji runs right by him. Here indeed is a superstar.
But there's one star that will shine brighter than ever this year. When racing's greatest day comes to Texas.
Welcome to Lone Star Dog.
It's the Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championship. And for the first time ever, it's coming to Texas Saturday, October 30th at Lone Star Park at Grand Prairie. Tickets are going faster than the horses, so call 972-263-PONY or visit Lone Star Park.
Stop paying for long-distance calls. Start calling for free with PhoneHog.com. Call anywhere in the world at any time of day from any phone in the U.S. or Canada. There's nothing to buy, no credit card needed, and no need to switch your long-distance company. Join now, and we'll email your free calling card instantly.
Any used car to the store nearest you. Fee may apply. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
They're gearing up for the Busch O'Reilly 300 at Texas Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch is the pole sitter for today's race at 1 o'clock. David Green is racing third. Green says he has to keep focused on today's race and not the Samsung Radio Track 500.
Today is going to be out the window tonight, and it's all over again tomorrow. Whole new scenario.
And under the lights in the IROC race, Danny the Dude Lazowski takes the win last night. The Final Four takes place this evening in the early game. You've got Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech. Tip-off is at 5:07. Here's a good note for you. Oklahoma State is a perfect 9-0 against AP top 25 ranked opponents this season. The late game is at 7:47 between Duke and UConn. Mavericks are fresh off their 127-117 win over Sacramento on Thursday. Tonight, they take on Phoenix at 7:30. And Don Nelson likes the way the offense has been producing.
We're still the highest scoring team in basketball, but
But we're going to take it to another notch now. I think since we went with a small lineup, you can do the numbers, but certainly our offensive average is way up, and we can get more shots and scoring more.
You can watch the game on Fox Sports Net. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Napa and Gunk Engine Bright. Stop by Napa today and get Gunk and Engine Bright for just 49 cents after a $1 mail-in rebate. Whether you're detailing your engine or just cleaning it off, Gunk will get the job done. Napa, get the good stuff. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Steve. 10:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. We are live and on location in Richardson, Texas at Red Wing Shoes on North Central Expressway. We're on the west side on the access road between Arapahoe and Beltline.
So if you're coming from Dallas, take the Arapahoe exit and loop around.
And then curve it around. Come
curve
on
it
back.
Right around.
So you can come by here and register to win ticket T-shirts. We also have an autographed Troy Aikman football that
I
we're going to be giving away.
I am staring right at Troy Aikman's signature right
now. Aikman. Also at 11 o'clock today, guess who's coming by?
Milan Cornmo.
Both of them good guesses, but Chipotle is correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
From 11 to noon, they're going to have free burritos out here.
Really?
How many do you think they'll bring?
Note to Chipotle, make mine a veggie. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, how's that going? Corby went, you went veggie when? You went meatless. Well, not even meatless. You just went without red meat and chicken, right?
Turkey. And, I mean, no. I eat fish.
You eat fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Because fish don't have souls.
What about soul?
Good point.
Thank you. It's been a year, Gordon.
Good job.
Best year of your life?
No.
Nice, clean movements?
What does that mean? Anyway.
You didn't stick with your question very long.
Yeah, I know. So you've been without meat for a year.
Yes.
And
I didn't think about it.
Are you horny for meat totally right now?
You know what? It doesn't even enter my mind anymore.
Meat.
Don't even think about it.
What is sneet? I heard someone reference that on the air. I don't know what that is.
It's
potted meat?
Yeah. Potted meat. Like Spam knockoff. It's Spam. I mean, there's another thing. It's meat. I think it was a Simpsons reference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Oh, I thought you wrote that. I'm disappointed now.
Everything Corby does is stolen.
Yeah.
Well, you get paid for it.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Corby. So, so I'm proud of you. Good job. So, have you noticed any qualitative difference in your life? I mean,
I've gained.
Feel better?
No.
You were pretty healthy before.
Yeah, but you still drink every night and rock the ganj every day.
What does that mean?
Rock the ganj? Yeah, I feel fine. You know what? It's very cleansing in the initial month or so, and then it's just like no big deal.
So is this a lifelong choice now? Or are you gonna?
You know, we talked about that because when we have children, my husband and I, we've decided that.
Hold on, Corby.
That it's going to be hard to not eat meat with children around because we don't want to.
Because children love meat.
Well, yeah, we don't want to.
They
know,
love having. Meat
I want
in their
my
mouth
kid to go to Wendy's and McDonald's and all that stuff, and then he can or she can choose later on.
See, I think that's very healthy. Good for you.
Yeah.
A lot of parents try to indoctrinate their kids into
vegan ways. That's when it's going to be hard for us. Is like, you know, whenever the kids want to go eat something and or get a pizza with meat on it or something, you know, whatever. It'll just be difficult. So we'll cross that bridge. He and I will cross that bridge when it comes.
When the adoption goes through.
Right.
So why did you quit? Is this a moral thing, a spiritual thing, or a physical thing?
It was moral.
Okay.
Because remember, he drove past a cattle truck and
a cow,
and they all stared at his soul as he drove by.
Right. And I said, you know what? I don't need it. It's really easy. People say, you know, I could never do it, and I said the same thing, like, well, what about sandwiches? Because that's my favorite meal is a sandwich.
I'm with you on that.
So go the chicken ass route like I did and eat fish.
Peanut butter and jelly?
No, eat tuna. Hmm. I bet I have 4 tuna sandwiches every week.
What if there's a dolphin in it?
That's a fish, isn't it?
No.
Uh-oh.
A mammal.
There he goes. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Second only in the pecking order to humans.
You know, there's only 2 animals that have the have a large brain-to-body ratio like human beings do. Can you name those 2 animals?
Jabari?
Nope.
Gorby dolphin?
Dolphins are one.
Chumman.
Who else? What else?
Tree lemur.
Nope.
Pterodactyl?
No.
I don't know.
Dave? Yes.
Wild boar?
Chimp.
Nope. Nope.
Wild boar.
Isn't that a Duran Duran song?
Wild boys. The wild boys.
Thanks, wild Jason, for boys. Correcting me on that.
What about, like, crickets?
No, not crickets.
Ham.
Not ham.
Bacon.
Nope, not bacon.
What?
Whales.
Oh.
They're the same as dolphins, aren't they?
Nope, they're different. It's spelled totally different.
Oh.
But I didn't know that until just recently. I thought that was pretty interesting, because I would have gone, like Corby said,
Discovery Channel?
Apes. Yeah, seemed like you would think apes or chimps or something like that.
Right.
But it's not. It's dolphins and whales are the only 2 animals that have a large brain-to-body ratio.
So like how big is a whale brain? Because those things are huge.
Huge. You know what else is big on a whale? You seen that picture going around the Internet?
Oh, yeah.
Blowhole?
No.
Something that could go in the blowhole.
Golf ball?
Water. All right. Anyway, thank you guys for being here.
We're here every week.
Oh.
Hey, I'm really looking forward to going to New York with you guys.
Well, we haven't even announced it.
Yeah.
No one even knows what New York is.
Oh, okay.
It's off the air, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to mention we have ticket chicks here. Who do we have? Claudia and who else?
Robbie.
Oh, yes, Robbie. Yeah, I love Robbie.
Robbie.
Claudia.
Claudia's Romanian, right? Do you speak English? No, she doesn't. She just smiles.
Un poquito? Poquito?
Poquito English?
We need to talk to her.
Why?
I got some things I need to talk to her about.
Okay. What do you want to talk to her about?
Europe.
Come over here. Claudia?
Claudia, come here. Come here, sweetheart.
We'll talk to Robbie later.
Gosh, I love Robbie. Look at her over
there. Robbie, you have a boyfriend?
Her eyes constantly beam.
You do?
How old is he?
Damn it. Is he 12, like you?
24. Wow. Yeah. All right, this is Claudia, the lovely blonde Romanian.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing? How old are you?
Yes.
21?
I think you're 19.
And you?
I think you're 21.
I'm 24.
24?
Uh-huh.
And how many languages do you speak?
2.
Just Romanian and English?
And a little bit Spanish, but just a little bit.
Un poquito?
Un poquito.
Mm-hmm.
What flavor is that gum?
Strawberry.
Man.
Oh, yes, it is strawberry, isn't it?
What else is strawberry?
What, David?
Huh?
Shut up, Dave.
Now, you're 24?
Yes.
And this is kind of personal, but it is an American question. Are you all natural? I mean...
I'm all natural. Even
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Does
wow.
any does it, do any
very blessed.
Do any Romanian girls not have natural?
They do.
Really? They
yeah.
do that over there?
Mm-hmm.
I would think that they would need to spend their money on food and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you guys it's just like got an impoverished country?
I thought they just got like a loaf of bread a month and the whole family had to eat off of that. Just like a little sack of Wonder Bread.
And you guys wear like long trench coats and beaver hats and...
Yeah, and trade pelts.
No.
So like, are you so glad that you don't have to wait in bread lines anymore?
Uh-huh.
So what made you move over here?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, how many Romanians just sit there and say, hey, I'm going to move to the U.S.?
And Dallas in particular and become a ticket chick?
I love the Romanians.
Really?
Really?
Do you have a boyfriend over here?
Yeah, I do.
You have a boyfriend back home?
No, I don't.
Is your boyfriend here American?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
Here.
At Red Wing Shoes?
Not really.
You mean at the ticket?
No.
Where?
She means here in Dallas.
At a bar, church?
Mm.
Those are the only two things Corby can think of.
Red Line?
So party.
A party?
Uh-huh.
Like
I guess that concludes our question.
Okay.
Very odd. All right, well, you're very lovely, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And she's just one of the ticket chicks you can see here when you come out to Red Wing Shoes in Richardson.
Japan.
We're on the access road between Beltline and Arapahoe on Central Expressway. We're on the west side. Stop by and see us. Now, coming up next, I want us to talk about this.
The whack job?
The college student who claims she was abducted, and apparently there's some odd information coming out about that abduction. Talk about it next. What's worth radio
information?
So let's talk about it.
On 1310 The Ticket.
After reading the sports page each week, you're filled to the brim with Bob Sturm's HSOs, the Hardline's Fact Spotter, musings from Dunham and Miller, Norm's Picks of the Poll, and visions of the Ticket Chick of the Week. What then? Carelessly toss it into the trash?
Oh
no, the sports page lives on.
I could kill a guy with a rolled-up newspaper.
You might not want to go that far, but besides reading the sports page, you can line the bird cage, wrap fish, light a fire, clean windows, or beat the family dog with it.
You're listening to the Ticket Ski Break Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on. All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was,
who are you talking to? And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea
Pants. I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts. He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone.
The job, and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
Hey, P1's Dan McDowell here to tell you about a revolutionary new product. It is greatness. It is esports.com. Let us talk about reality. How many great quarterbacks or running backs achieve their greatness without a quality group of offensive linemen paving the way? How many teams won titles without a championship-caliber defense? Wouldn't it be nice to play in a fantasy football league that recognizes all the positions on the field? Well, at EFSports.com, they have it. From cornerbacks to fullbacks, from defensive tackles to centers, if there's a position on the field, EFSports.com has it. From a full 53-man roster to over 20 different scoring categories, EFSports.com emulates the NFL like no other fantasy football site. This is greatness. So gather up your buddies, begin your dynasty today. Check out EFSports.com, where every position matters.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Stop paying for long-distance calls. Start calling for free with PhoneHog.com.
call anywhere in the world at any time of day from any phone in the U.S. or Canada. There's nothing to buy, no credit card needed, and no need to switch your long-distance company. Join now, and we'll email your free calling card instantly.
We've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Order today for the Fiesta Trio, on the border, off the map.
I'm Layla. We'll preview the Final Four next on The Ticket Picker.
But your ad said this car was $5,000 off.
No, not this car. That's only the bright green one with no air conditioning.
Great. So how much is this one?
Well, it's just a teeny bit more, but you got to add in that triple coat protection package, precision pinstripe, handling fees, marketing fees, delivery fees.
And I'm out of here.
Hey, where are you going?
Hi, folks. I'm Mike Corey, General Manager of Courtesy Nissan. Where you won't find games or gimmicks, what you'll find are some awesome values on every vehicle in stock, not just one or two. We'll have you in and out in an hour, and we'll treat you with respect. Because courtesy isn't just our name, it's the way we've done business for over 20 years. And here's some great news. Construction is complete at Courtesy Nissan, and we're celebrating with awesome savings. This week only at Courtesy Nissan, get $3,000 off MSRP on any new Nissan 04 Sentra, Altima, Xterra, Murano, Quest, or Frontier. That's $3,000.
First and second. The ride begins in Plano, so sign up online at www.ms150.org. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Final Four features two of the best teams in the East, with Duke and UConn. Central Yamaha and American Broadcasting School bring you the ticker. UConn coach Jim Calhoun says this is a good Final Four all around.
We played Georgia Tech early. Mecca was hurt a little bit, but it made no difference. They were just better than us early in the season. I know that much for sure. Duke certainly proved it was, without question, one of the best one or two, possibly three teams in the United States.
Duke and UConn tip off at 7:47. Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech start in the early game at 5:07. Texas Motor Speedway is playing host to the Busch O'Reilly 300 today at 1. Kyle Busch is the pole sitter for the race, followed by Greg Biffle and David Green. Today's weather forecast out of TMS calls for a chance of rain and a high of 71. The Stars lost four in a row after their 42 loss to the Minnesota Wild. With that defeat, the Stars lose home ice in the first round of the playoffs. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dirty dead celebs are dying so the P1 can win in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes, beginning this Monday at 7:35. Listen and win on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Attic?
Add on, yeah. Put a toilet on top of the house.
We'll put a stall in the backyard. It's 10:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. We are at Red Wing Shoes in Richardson, Texas, on Central Expressway.
Wow,
between Arapahoe
nice fade.
And Beltline. We're on the west side. Stop by and see us. You'll see our masks sticking up in the air in honor of Robbie and Claudia being here.
So rigid. Hey, Robbie. Hey, Claudia. How are y'all doing?
The Ticket Chicks. And you can register to win ticket T-shirts, an autographed Troy Aikman football, a free pair of work boots from Red Wing Shoes, and tickets to see Air
at
Nokia Live in Grand Prairie.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You are? Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday, whether or not you'd go see that.
I'll be there.
That's a Davey French band.
Yep.
By the way.
I saw him like 2 years ago at Deep Elm Live. It was a really good show. I don't know why they're at Nokia Live. That's too big for them. It's going to probably be a sparse crowd, I would think. But it'll be a good show.
We're talking about putting another bathroom in our home, Gordon?
Yes, sir. What are you, you're living in a 2-1 right
yeah.
now, right?
So, why don't we just put a porta potty in the backyard?
Just have somebody clean it out every couple weeks?
Yeah.
That's the sound of it being cleaned out. That's what they do. They go to and stick like a hose down in there and just pump
back,
it out.
Back it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it done.
You could just save the money and buy a wet dry vac. It'd pay for itself.
I'd love to have a porta potty in my backyard. That way I wouldn't have to go back there so much.
Wouldn't have to what?
Go in the yard?
Yeah.
You do that?
Mm-hmm. You know why? It's because it helps the dogs. So, if they see their master going...
I'm so confused.
Then they will in turn go.
Squatting at like a Yeti out there?
Yeah.
You have your favorite spot?
And then they come cover it up with theirs.
Now, since you are the non-meat eater,
uh-huh.
and your wife has indoctrinated you into this animal fanaticism...
Would I eat my dog?
Did you guys attend the Jabari Candlelight Vigil?
No, we didn't. I didn't know there was one until I heard you talking about it.
Yeah, I thought George's idea was the best. Get like a half a dozen guys all in
grill suits, holding candles.
Let me say this, though. I wholeheartedly disagree with the decision by the police officers to use deadly force on Jabari, who was obviously just wanting to play.
Them.
He was wanting to play.
Oh, jeez.
Where's the stun gun? Where's the trank?
They said that they couldn't use the trank because they didn't think it'd work in time.
Oh, that's a lie.
If an animal is charging you, you can't just trank them.
Why? Right.
Away from
Have you seen old school? Frank
it takes
tank
a while.
Kept going and going.
You know what? That's why you
it.
Had. Listen, zoos. I'm mad at the Dallas Zoo because you train for emergency situations like this. I don't think they had one trank gun in a glass case that they went and broke it and ran out there and some...
In case Jabari gets loose, break glass?
Some guy that picked up feces is running around with a trank gun. I mean, basically, you got probably 10, 12 guys who are licensed to handle one of those things. They should have them on them at all times or within reach at least. And then when something like that happens, you know, there should be a plan, an action, where they just say, okay, here we go.
Right,
this
fine.
Is what we train for all
let's
our lives.
Say I'll concede that point, all right? But when a cop has a gorilla charging him, you're going to blow the thing away.
I don't fault the cop for doing that. But I fault the zoo for not executing what should be a common plan among every zoo.
So how long was he out before they shot him, do we know?
I have no idea.
I think it was like 15, 20 minutes, wasn't it?
It had to have been long enough for cops to get there.
Yeah.
I heard cops were there already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if they patrolled the zoo or whatever, but I thought that they were already there.
They were already there? T-Bar says that there's always three cops that are patrolling there.
Makes sense.
So, anyway, so I just figured that maybe you guys went to the candlelight vigil.
No, but when we heard the story, we were out of town, and we heard the story. There was... We shed a tear together.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
No.
We held hands.
It makes me so crazy.
Okay, so the first thing you thought of, when you hear, like, you heard, like, okay, the kid was okay and the mom was okay. I mean, he just kind of pushed him around and
no,
he bit him like 100 times.
Bit him and the kid was in like almost critical condition for a while.
Threw him up against the wall like a rag doll.
It was not just innocent little playful.
He wasn't trying to eat the weevils out of his head.
Eat the weevils.
Well, I first thought of the ape.
That's I know, and that's how screwed up human beings are now.
I know.
We hate ourselves so much
right.
that we've got to think that every animal is innocent.
Right.
And meanwhile, I don't know why we exonerate animals, but we hate human beings. Animals are not sweet, innocent creatures. They kill each other. They practice infanticide. Every sexual encounter is rape in the animal kingdom. I mean, but for some reason, oh, look how sweet it is. He's raping his own species.
All he wanted to do was get out of there. Just wanted to go play.
No. He didn't want to
he
just
was,
go
he
play.
He didn't jump that, like, he wasn't like looking out going, I'm going to kill some kids and women. I mean, that wasn't what he was thinking.
You don't think he was agitated?
I think that he was put off by being in captivity.
Uh-huh.
He just one time before he met his maker on this planet. He just wanted...
He wanted to get out, man. He just wanted
a tall boy of Bud Light and a packet of Cools and just chill for a little bit.
Right. I don't think so at all. You know, Norm said this to me the other day. He goes, Jordan, I just think about what Jabari thought in those few moments of freedom that he had.
Did
like,
he really?
Yes.
And, okay, and well, like, Norm's like an animal lover.
Like his soul was soaring with this freedom, knowing it was going to be so short-lived, but thinking it was so worth it. Just for those 2 minutes of freedom, he was willing to sacrifice his life. But yes, the animal got out. He didn't think anything. He was working on pure adrenaline and blind, angry instinct.
He panicked. He didn't know he was free. He was like, where the hell am I? I've never been here before.
He had no idea what was going on. But we anthropomorphize him so much to think, he was flying in the clouds. It's like
skipping through the meadows.
He makes it seem like it was the scene in Out of Africa with Robert Redford and them holding hands as they're flying in the biplane over the plains of Africa. John with the Dallas Zoo is on the phone right now. John, do you have some information on the zoo's failure to react or?
No, this is really a big cover up because I'm a volunteer out there. I'm not on a salary or anything, but with the first time that Jabari got shot, the first shot, the guy shot him at 48 freaking yards, and most of it was on his left side. So he wasn't even facing the officer. It was after the first shot that he started coming forward. The first shot was 48 freaking yards. How is that?
48 yards?
Yes.
That's like a marksman type shot.
No, please. Not when you're using a shotgun.
They use a shotgun
at 48 yards? Shotgun.
Yes. And so he just peppered him and pissed him off at that point. Come on. There wasn't anything.
Now, remember, this guy's only credentials is that he knows how to dial a phone. So
right.
You have to...
He dialed the 787-1310 line.
Yeah.
You really are a volunteer?
Okay. That seemed a little questionable. Do we have anybody else on the line that wants to talk Jabari? Yeah. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
My credentials are I'm a human being, so... good day to you, fellas. I got a theory, and I think I can't prove it, and I'm glad they shot the gorilla because it injured a child, but I see this is what's happening. It's a quiet day at the SWAT lounge. They're sitting around, legs kicked up, chair back, got Judge Judy on the TV recently.
In the SWAT lounge?
The SWAT team. And it's boring, and they haven't had to, bust any heads in a while. All of a sudden, the call comes over, gorilla escape. I see those guys look at each other, eyes light up, grin on their face, something like, $10 for the first guy that drops the eight, and, under the guise of professionalism, they go out there and just completely blow past the zoo personnel, and they're just looking to do some big game hunting in Dallas on a quiet afternoon. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I heard one of them took down a rhino while they were out there.
He charged me!
That was the only one of the big five he didn't have. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Sports.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, all right. Anyway. Hey, I saw Jabari up there buying some Labatt Blue and a bundle of bananas down there in the hood at the 7-Eleven.
Anyway. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Jabari the gorilla.
Oh, this is Jabari?
Yes.
I thought you were
from heaven?
Well, I'm calling from up above. I'm just telling my side of the story.
On a cell phone.
Yeah.
Do all apes go to heaven?
Well.
Isn't that a movie?
Yeah. Up there with some dogs.
All right, thanks, Jabari, for your one opportunity to speak.
So the cop that actually dropped Jabari, does he get, Jabari's hide for, his living room floor?
Somebody claimed on an email that he was driving down 30, or actually he was...
Saw Jabari tied to the hood of the cop car?
No. No, he was driving somewhere in Dallas and saw a cop pulled up next to him at a light, and the cop had a gorilla sticker on the front quarter panel, he was the one who killed it, and you get a sticker for each gorilla that you kill.
That's me, one gorilla. So do you think that kid is traumatized for life?
That three-year-old,
he's going to have nightmares for the rest of his life.
Can you read the account in the paper of the woman who ran into the aviary, tries to close the door, and right before she closes the door, a big ape arm comes in there, stops it and pushes the door open, and Jabari's right in her face.
No.
Yes.
God.
Could you imagine how scared you'd be?
She just turned on.
Anyway.
I'm ready, Jabari. I'm ready.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that. So, anyway, and just to clarify, I feel bad for Jabari. I feel bad he got killed. But I get upset at people misplacing their feelings, all for Jabari and none for these human beings.
Yeah, because no one's really on the human being side.
And I don't understand that. And I guarantee you, if one of these human beings was killed, that the exact same people that went to Jabari's candlelight vigil would not be the same people that go to the human being's candlelight vigil. And that seems odd to me, if you were such an animal lover, that you love all animals, that here the human animal gets killed, but we're not going to attend that candlelight vigil. I think there's a dog vigil over in Grand Prairie, though. We can go to that
one. Well, you love the human animal the least.
Why is that?
Because the human is a disgusting creature.
I'm telling you right now, that is a spiritual malady if you do not have compassion for human beings.
Oh, I agree. I think people who have compassion for animals have compassion for humans, too.
No, but people always think that they have to have compassion for animals, but packaged with the compassion for animals is contempt for human beings, which seems so odd to me that those two have to get packaged together all the time.
Well, I don't think that those same people who were at the Jabari candlelight vigil, you know, whenever 9/11 happened, were like, oh, it was only 3,000 people. Oh, well. You know, let's go down to the SPCA and get a dog.
Right, but if one of the fat ladies had gotten killed at the zoo, do you think those same animal rights people would be going to her candlelight vigil?
Why does she have to be fat?
Whatever. I meant PHAT.
Cool.
Like she's real hip.
No, they probably wouldn't have been to her funeral.
Okay, why not?
But I think they would have felt, you know, there wouldn't have been a candlelight vigil for Jabari if he would have killed the kid and the woman. There would have never been that vigil. No one would have shown up.
Because I guarantee you, man,
because people would look at that thing in a different light.
No,
if you actually would have killed someone,
Gordon.
Think
about how
the
animal rights person thinks. He thinks, well, yes, he did that, but he was acting on instinct, and human beings were the ones that put him in prison.
They think, oh, you know what, he didn't kill anyone.
But he's a murderer.
He just freaked out, and he freaked out a kid and scarred a woman a little bit, no big deal. And then a cop shot him, you know, 30 times or whatever. Three or 30, we don't have an exact figure.
Right.
But... I mean,
I bet you they would still have a candlelight vigil.
No way.
It may not have been as greatly attended, but there are still people who would be... There are people who just exonerate the animal from killing it all.
Would there be... Would they have...
How many people do this? An animal kills a human being, and they say, we don't need to destroy the animal, though. It was just acting on instinct.
But I like it how they prioritize the animals. As far, let's say that an ostrich would have done that,
mm-hmm.
and we went and shot the ostrich. It kind of would have been fun. I mean, it's an ostrich,
uh-huh.
you know? There would have been no vigil for the ostrich,
well,
but we put the ape above the ostrich.
And you know why? This is the paradox of the whole thing. We anthropomorphize animals.
What
does that mean?
We make them human-like. We give them we ascribe human qualities.
What does that ascribe?
Stop it, Dave. You're bogging down. All right, so we anthropomorphize animals that are closer to us on the chain, you know, that have two eyes, mammals.
Right.
And then you get on up to apes, you know, and it even gets closer. So we anthropomorphize them and love them that much more.
What was that again?
What was the first word?
We make them human-like. But yet the paradox is that...
What was that?
The people
paradox?
Who make them human-like are the ones who hate humans. But yet we love the animals for being as close to human as possible, the ones that are closest to human as possible.
Right.
But we hate humans. So we hate the thing that we're trying to make these animals approach.
Right. Because you always describe some sort of... innocence to these animals, like they can't defend themselves.
It's like somebody
from the evil guns that humans have.
It's like somebody hates the Cowboys but they like the desperados.
Way to tie it back into sports. I do.
Huh.
Sports station. You lost me, Dave.
Yeah.
It's like somebody loves or hates the Cowboys and then they animomorphize the desperados. Is that right, Gordon?
I don't know.
Is it like how you can...
I don't understand the desperado.
And then the paradox of the whole thing is that they play both ways.
Is it like... you mean the desperados.
Right.
Is it like how we hate Rowdy, but yet we love Wild Coyote, the desperados mascot?
You lost me.
Yet the same human is inside each one of those. Yet Rowdy is a human and Wild Coyote...
The same guy plays both of those guys?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jerry Jr.?
Steven. They have to switch off. They have to alternate weeks.
Well,
that's their mama said.
I say
they were arguing as to who gets to be in the costume.
Boo, people. Yay, monkeys.
That's what it basically boils down to some people.
Yeah.
And that's
okay, but why do we treat dogs that way? Why are dogs...
So
they're not closely associated with humans whatsoever.
So do the
yeah, they are.
Do the people that go to the Jabari candlelight vigil, are they disgusted by the chimp urinating in his own mouth?
No, they think that he can't help that. Anything bad they do, they can't help. Anything good they do is, look how virtuous they
like,
are.
Like, is that chimp porn? Is that like chimp bukkake?
That's not what bukkake is, anyway.
Did we talk about the girl who faked her own kidnapping yet?
That's coming up next, Corby.
Oh.
The Ticket, your home for big.
Jerry Jones with us.
It is Mark Cuban.
Good morning from Hawaii to Don Nelson.
Dave.
The great John Owen.
Talking with the great Brett Hull.
And the great Reggie White.
Yes.
The Stars owner Tom Hicks joins
us. That's Mavs owner Mark Cuban.
Big name guests and the guys you want to hang out with. Ticket Tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Hey, Corby, let me ask you something. What kind of vehicle did you drive up here?
A pickup truck.
Where'd you get it?
North Texas Nissan.
And I noticed you have the dead body of Jabari in the back of it, so you got a lot of payload room.
Huge, huge bed back there, Gordon. Enough for two or three apes.
Well, North Texas Nissan, if you're looking to haul around dead apes, North Texas Nissan is the place to go because now they're selling the Nissan Titan. This is the talk of the automotive and the zoo industry right now because the Nissan Titan is a full-size pickup from the greatness of Nissan. The first time they've had a full-size pickup truck released for you.
What? Is that a copy point, by the way?
Hey, if you're looking to drag around dead apes,
come to North Texas Nissan.
You need a full-size bed to drag around your dead apes.
There's apes all over the Metroplex. As soon as you shoot one, come to North Texas Nissan and drag it out.
So anyway, North Texas Nissan and I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north of Lake Louisville. Stop by there today because it's a beautiful day today and it's time to reward.
It's the Ticket E-Brake Classics.
I protest. Thank God we get to listen to this again.
I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
A misquote or something.
Makeup?
Going on there. Yeah.
Well, that's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Oops.
Put her on all fours and marry her.
What?
Also, do you know we're on the air? Also in sexually active tennis news.
Don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed.
There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week. As you move up the charts. Congratulations.
It's a jerk anyway.
Business. Every day inside the Dallas Morning News and at DallasNews.com. Know the full story.
There are many things that transform a house into a home. That show it's not just where you reside, but how you live. Uncommon details you'll appreciate every day, like satin nickel bath fixtures and soaring ceilings. Open living areas that invite and unite family and friends for holiday get-togethers and casual celebrations. Landscaped lawns that are ready for bare feet and barbecues. Communities with great schools, neighborhood pools, and quiet trails. At Horizon Homes, we know that it takes a lot to make a house into a home. That's why all of our homes are made with your family in mind. Built with the best materials and spacious, livable designs, Horizon Homes are where your family can grow together. And as an affiliate of Highland Homes, we'll be with you even after all your boxes are unpacked. Stop by one of our many Metroplex communities today and discover why Horizon...
So you think you should have been born with a silver spoon in your mouth so you could buy the Cowboys? Or have been smart enough or lucky enough to amass a large fortune to do the same? Well, if you are as unlucky as I am and don't have $1 billion just laying around, what's your next best choice? It's EFSports.com. Buy a franchise, draft your team, and play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Salary caps can kill Jerry Jones, and they can kill you too. Make a good trade and bask in the glory. Make a bad one, sink into the abyss. EFSports.com is not for the average owner. If you're average or below, don't bother. You'll sink like a stone with a rocket on its tail. But if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise, and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football. Check out EFSports.com.
Let's just sit here and, you know, sniff his head.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Backbeat, it's all right here.
Right at the spear.
Come have a bonzer Easter.
Enjoy coconut shrimp, Alice Springs chicken, or our Botany Bay fish of the day. And who doesn't crave a blooming onion any time?
Have an Outback Easter Sunday, a family and fun day. It's the number one day to share with all your mates.
Bring the family. We're open at 12 noon on Easter Sunday. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
This is the ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The Final Four has one game of seconds. Lowe's and Yamaha Suzuki of Texas bring you the ticker. Georgia Tech is making their second Final Four appearance in school history. And Oklahoma State is making their second trip to the Final Four since 1995. Oak State coach Eddie Sutton says he's proud of his squad.
I think this team probably is one that I am the proudest of. To win here would be such a great thing for so many people, for our school.
Tip-off is at 5:07. The late game is at 7:47 between Duke and Mike Turley's UConn. We've already had one winner at Texas Motor Speedway. Danny the Dude Lazowski won the IROC race last night under the lights. At 1 o'clock, you've got the Busch O'Reilly 300. Kyle Busch is the pole sitter for today, followed by Greg Biffle, David Green, Joe Nemechek, and Martin Green. Tonight at 7:30, the Mavericks play host Phoenix. Mavs are coming off their 127-117 win over Sacramento on Thursday. And the Stars drop their fourth in a row, this time to the Minnesota Wild by a score of 4-2. With that loss, the Stars lose chance for home ice in the first round of the playoffs. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Live and naked from the knees down, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ken, are we on?
Yeah.
10:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're at Red Wing Shoes in Richardson, Texas, on the west side of Central Expressway between Beltline and Arapahoe.
Woo!
You're Richardson's finest son, aren't you?
No, actually, I grew up in Dallas.
Oh, I thought you were a Richardson boy.
I went to Richardson schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I lived in Dallas.
All right, sorry.
So poor.
Come out and register for an autographed football by Troy Aikman. And also, you can register to win a free pair of work boots valued at $150.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
And get this. You can get a six-pack of socks, $30 value, for $13.10 today.
Wow.
Which I'm going to buy a couple of those because
that's our radio station.
Do you guys go through this where all of a sudden you get real low on socks, you don't know what happens to them? And
right.
You
lose them or
mix, match. Oh, I hate that. The mismatched socks. I'm down to that now. I'm wearing these. I don't know what these are. These are like my wife's socks or something.
Spare, real short.
Yeah, and they're
socks.
Real thin, and I don't know what's going on with those. So I need to buy me some socks today, so I'm going to take advantage of the 13:10 offer. You've got Corby Davidson and Gen X Davy Lane. I'm Gordon Keith. We're going to be here for another hour, and Chipotle has delivered their food. You guys are digging into some Chipotle burritos.
Free lunch.
And there's like, I'm sure people are listening going, okay, yeah, they have Chipotle burritos. There's like two. And by the time I get there's not going to be any left.
Luckily, we have four.
There are 40.
Oh.
We have 40 burritos.
Wow. So we need the 3 G's to come out here and
Big Anthony.
Get you something to eat. Okay. We need to talk about this story, which I think everyone had a raised eyebrow when we heard about it. This happened in Wisconsin. A 20-year-old...
Leave us alone.
A 20-year-old University of Wisconsin sophomore disappeared from her apartment complex, and the last surveillance footage they have of her is walking out her apartment complex. She doesn't have her purse, and she's just wearing sweatpants, wasn't wearing a coat.
She hot?
I've only seen one picture of her, and she looked meh, okay.
She's just meh.
So she disappears. Well, she was found.
How long ago was this?
4 days later.
Okay.
She was found 4 days later. She was found on Wednesday in a marsh. She was spotted by a woman in a nearby office building who sees what she thinks is a dead body out in this marsh. So she calls cops. Cops go out there and find the girl who was
She's just laying under some bushes or something?
Just laying in a marsh.
What's a marsh?
I'm not sure.
A marsh is a...
A lane.
It's like a swamp?
North Texas.
Huh?
Texas?
Or like Dallas. A swamp?
I think so.
Like standing water?
Yeah. But it's, you
gross.
Know, probably 6 inches.
Now, she said that she was abducted at knife point by a white guy in his late 20s or early 30s. And this was not the first weird thing that had happened to her. Back in February... Near her apartment, I think.
She got a yeast infection?
I don't get it.
I guess that's not too uncommon, so maybe that wasn't a weird thing that happened.
So, back in February, she gets knocked unconscious, and she wakes up after some amount of time. She had been moved 2 blocks from where she was knocked out, but she wasn't sexually assaulted or robbed. So someone just knocks her out and moves her body 2 blocks. That happened in February, and then now she was abducted.
So are they thinking that that
Bob.
One in February is sketchy now, too?
Well, they didn't know. They had to do an investigation of this thing. Well, they investigated, and now they think that the abduction was a hoax. They obtained a videotape from weeks earlier showing this girl named Audrey Seeler buying the knife, duct tape, rope, and cold medicine that she said her abductor used to restrain her.
Where do you get all those things at one store?
And is there a red flag that's raised within that store when someone buys a knife, duct tape, and a rope?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, you kind of need to go to get the rope at Home Depot and then
get
the
knife
at REI.
Place.
They checked her computer.
Get the duct tape at Ace Hardware.
And
yeah.
Saw that she had scouted out parks in her area to find places to hide. She had also checked out extended weather forecasts for while she was going to be living out.
Is this a good weekend for me to be abducted?
Right. And they found out that someone had been using her computer the 4 days she was missing, so she was kind of coming back into her place.
Sneaking back into her place.
Checking her email, yeah.
Catching a nap.
And witnesses said they had seen her walking freely around the city during that time.
All right.
That theory cannot be proven.
Why was there such a stink made on CNN? They cut away live and stayed with it for about 6 hours whenever they found this woman. I don't understand the big deal. She was gone for 4 days.
Because it's a big deal when someone's abducted and they find them. Think about Elizabeth Smart. That was kind of a big story when they found her.
Yeah, but that was, you know...
Yeah,
what, 6 months
yeah,
out
we,
back, 4 days.
We had like
I
6
even,
months of hype.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know this woman was missing until she was found.
Well, think
I thought,
about
I thought she was better off missing. I was glad.
That's a odd
Well,
hand.
Think about that girl who was abducted from the car wash. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
You don't think if they found her alive 4 days later it would be a big story?
Yeah, you're right.
By the way, did they find her body?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah.
And they attributed some...
Yeah, that guy. I remember the guy they arrested.
Hispanic?
No, he was some white guy, some Hispanic.
Oh, sorry to all you Mexicans. Bad on my part.
Jeez. So it was a hoax.
So she's crazy.
Well, who knows? Her boyfriend says she never seemed unhappy or there was no indication that she was having any problems.
But why would you, if you were happy, why would you stage an abduction?
I don't know.
And by the way, is this punishable by prison?
Oh, yeah.
Is she trying to get, like, a book deal or something? I mean, what is her motivation? It's obviously
Chief
a cry for attention
Chief
of some
police
kind.
Said that Audrey stated that she just wanted to, quote, unquote, be alone.
You mean after this? Or that's why she abducted herself?
That's probably why she abducted herself.
Okay, but couldn't she just, like... You know, jump in her car and take a road trip and just not tell anybody where she went.
Yeah,
instead
of buying a knife and duct tape and
she was
claiming that a 30-year-old dude abducted her.
She was in such a state of mind where she thought that she wanted the extra attention in this movie.
Go to a dead show or something. Just go cruise around the country for a while. Go up in the mountains. I mean, I don't get it.
So it's obvious she's probably going to go for an insanity thing.
Boy, if you're the boyfriend...
Well, she is insane. If you do this, you're insane.
You should not be held responsible.
If you're the boyfriend, can you break up with this girl fast enough?
Oh, but he says he didn't see this coming, but he says he loves her and wants to be there for her.
Right.
Dude, cut your losses.
What if he loves
crazy?
Her?
He doesn't really love her. First off, they're sophomores in college.
Okay.
There's no real love there.
If she is crazy enough to abduct herself while you guys are in college...
She didn't abduct herself. She just ran away.
Well, she stages an abduction. Okay, then I'm pretty sure that she's going to end up drowning your kids in the bathtub.
True. Hey, that's not so far-fetched. Something bad is going to happen with this woman. If at age 20... she's going to that great lengths to gain attention.
You didn't do anything crazy for attention when you were 20?
Not like that.
No, I had friends and we hung out and goofed around.
I thought you gained a lot of weight to look like Jim Morton.
Grew your hair out, did a lot of acid.
What?
Huh?
What was the last part?
No, I don't know anyone who would do this. Although, you know, most of the time when women do crazy things, they're strapped with a couple of kids, they're in a bad marriage, they're getting their house going to be foreclosed on. I mean, stuff's going on.
Yeah, they don't want to skip finals.
This girl is in college at Wisconsin. One of the greatest party schools in the history of the world. This should be the time of her life. You know what the deal is? Some boy's not paying attention to her. She hates this ding-dong boyfriend she has now. She's mad that some idiot didn't ask her to some fraternity party. And she thinks her life sucks, and now she's gone to these great lengths.
Well, I'm glad we have two experts here. Corby just laid it out for you. Dave guaranteed that she would drown her kids.
Yeah?
Seriously.
All signs point to that, Gordon. You can't deny it.
It's kind of like, you know, when kids that are 10, 11 years old go out and kill cats and dogs.
Right.
There's a 100% chance they're going to be a serial killer.
Not 100%.
Look it up on the Internet.
Okay.
Same thing is true with this woman or girl.
So how many infanticide things that we had with women lately? We've had it started with the Susan Smith,
right.
The first one, then the Andrea Yates, and then what's the one down in Houston that did the rocks? That's really disturbing.
See the trial with the prosecutor holding up the giant stone that killed the kids? I mean, it was like had this big point on the end of it. Very creepy.
And God told her to do that, and she said she felt like she was kindred spirits with Andrea Yates.
And don't forget Darlie Routier.
Darlie, well, we don't know that. Well, I guess she was connected.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, there's something more to that Routier story.
You think the husband's involved too?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything, but there's just something more to that.
Wasn't it you that said you thought she was hot?
No.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I said that if you cleaned up her and Susan Smith, they wouldn't be bad.
You said that Darlie Routier was hot.
Now, Andrea Yates should die. There's no redemption for her because she's not good looking.
You think Jabari...
I think Diane Zamora was kind of hot.
You think Jabari deserved life over Andrea Yates?
Yes.
So if there was like an Andrea Yates candlelight vigil and a Jabari candlelight vigil, which one would you go to?
You gotta go with the human.
You would go to Andrea Yates' candlelight vigil before Jabari after she drowned 13 kids.
I don't think she had that many kids.
Look it up. I would go to Jabari.
Give me the circumstances of Andrea Yates. Is she escapes and cops blow her away?
Yes. She kills her 5 kids. She goes to prison. She gets out.
She scales a 12-foot wall and mauls a small child.
Yeah, she mauls 2 chimpanzees.
Okay.
Let's just flip it totally.
Right.
She mauls a baby chimpanzee and...
And they try and trank her, and they hit her in the thigh.
Yeah,
they hit her in those big oversized glasses.
Right.
In the mid-80s.
And then they shoot her from 48 yards away.
With a shotgun.
Yeah. And there she goes. Candlelight, and then the same thing happens to Jabari that happened at the Dow Zoo. The candlelight vigils are 2 blocks away. Who do you choose?
Right. They schedule them at the same time. It's total conflict.
All right, to make it equal, though, see, you've got her convicted of a prior.
Right.
Jabari wasn't convicted
of
a prior, but once he got out, he started injuring.
Sure.
So let's say that Andrea Yates was confined in her house by her husband, and she finally escapes from her house, and in her first few moments of freedom, she decides to start attacking people.
Wait a minute. Is this before or after she killed her kids?
She didn't kill her kids.
That's the caveat. That's
Jabari,
the caveat. No,
Jabari did not kill his kids.
I know. But it doesn't matter.
Good point.
the whole thing is, do you go to the woman's candlelight vigil who killed her kids, or Jabari, who was just an ape?
I'd go to the woman's.
So sorry.
You're so liberal.
That is so wrong.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
She has God in her.
Jabari, he doesn't?
Not the same way. Not the same sense. No.
Did she have God in her when she was holding her infant under the faucet?
Yes, she did.
You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
She participates in God.
You think God's real proud of her? You think if God looked down and said, if he had to choose someone to go to heaven, you think he'd pick Jabari or...
Well, I'm not talking about which one's going to heaven.
Well, okay, I'm just saying. In God's eyes, he's probably not too happy with Andre Yates. And Jabari...
No, I don't think he's very happy with Andre
And Jabari, Yates. He's like, nah, it's an ape. You know, what are you going to do? I didn't have a lot of control over him.
I'm telling you this, though. God cares more about Andre Yates than he does about the ape.
Does he?
Yep.
I'll go along with that.
And that's my point. That's the distinction between Andre Yates and the ape. Even though she did what she did, even after she did what she did, God is still more concerned with her than he is.
But he's also more disappointed.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for...
He's also more disappointed in Andre Yates than he is with Jabari.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Absolutely agree with you.
So we're all in agreement.
We're all in agreement. All right, coming up next, did you guys hear what Tigger did at Walt Disney World?
What?
Oh, I heard about this.
This is very disturbing. That story coming up next.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. It's the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes, beginning this Monday morning at 7:35.
Oh, yes, I'm dead in the mackerel now.
I'm up here in this kooky thing we call heaven.
You're dead.
I'm in heaven, baby.
You're in heaven.
What's up?
Bone up on those dirty dead celebs who have recently departed and win
Cowboys season tickets, tickets to the World Series, trips to Vegas, L.A., and San Francisco, free movies for a year, cold hard cash, and a freezer to put it in.
We don't believe in mourning, but we do believe in morning shows. So listen Monday at 7:35 for your first stiff celeb clue.
I'm very cold up here.
E-Break Classics.
It's an arcade plot to get cuss words on the air.
All right, this is Rich. He was supposed to be at a break, and you weren't supposed to hear him, but you did, unfortunately, and he dropped an S-bomb.
The extra point from Phillips is up, and it's good. 8:41 to play in the second, 38-0 in Oklahoma State versus SMU. This is the SMU Mustang Network. Yeah, see if that's what the school record is for touchdown catches, and for catches and for yards, for that matter. We clear?
2003 playoff honors trading card.
No, now you are. That must have been jolting for someone driving down. Season to SMU football.
That proves that Rich deserves the emergency break because he drops an S-bomb, then asks if we're clear.
I'm going to reverse you on this.
Poor Ahmad's just trying to get used to the board. Let's give it to Rich.
Hey, P1s, Dan McDowell here to tell you about the greatness that is esports.com online fantasy football league. If you're like me, you've played in one or several fantasy leagues in the past, then you can appreciate the weaknesses of your run-of-the-mill fantasy league. Wins can be random and luck is just as important as skill. That's where esports.com comes into play. This is the most sophisticated fantasy football league out there, bar none. You're not a manager, you actually own an entire franchise. You draft your entire roster. Everyone counts. Designate a player as a franchise player. Build your own dynasty. Quit messing around with the spare leagues. Get into esports.com. Sign up now. Enter your promotion code of P1 and get a $5 discount and a ticket t-shirt. Get your buddies together today and log on to esports.com. Hurry, a limited number of team owners are allowed. So sign up today at esports.com.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Stop paying for long-distance calls. Start calling for free with PhoneHog.com. Call anywhere in the world at any time of day from any phone in the U.S. or Canada. There's nothing to buy, no credit card needed, and no need to switch your long-distance company. Join now, and we'll email your free calling card instantly.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
I'm Layla. It's heating up at TMS next on the Ticket Ticker.
So, Mom, why did you want to have lunch?
Well, dear, you know how you and Brad have been wishing for a really nice place to live.
As a matter of fact...
Wish no more. Hmm? Dad and I have decided to let you two stay in the guest house.
Oh, that's nice, but...
But what?
Well, actually, I think we found the perfect place.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Camden apartment.
An apartment?
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, the guest house is right next to the pool.
Actually, Camden communities have several pools.
But Dad's going to do all the lawn and garden work.
Actually, Camden communities are professionally landscaped.
But the guest house is a real home.
So is a Camden apartment, Mom.
But, sweetie, Dad and I are offering you free rent. Come on, Camden's not going to offer that.
Actually...
If you've been wishing for the perfect apartment and a chance to win free rent, wish no more. Through April 30th, register to win 6, 9, or 12 months free rent. You might win other great prizes, too, like maid service for a whole year or personal chef service for 3 months. No purchase necessary. Visit CamdenLiving.com for details or call 1-866-808-1820.
The Ticket.
We're just a couple of hours away from the start of the Busch O'Reilly 300. CarMax brings you the ticker. The race starts at 1, and tomorrow is the Samsung Radio Shack 500. Bobby Labonte is the pole sitter for the race.
I was here a few years ago when Terry won. He battled Dale Jarrett, and I finished third. You know, it ranks on Terry's list as far as one of the top wins that he's ever had, you know. And I'm sure it'd be the same way with me if I can come out of here Sunday with a win. It'd be awesome.
The forecast for today calls with a chance of rain and a high of 71. The Final Four takes place tonight starting at 5:07 with Oklahoma State taking on Georgia Tech. Oak State is undefeated, 9-0 against opponents ranked in the top 25 this season. The late game is at 7:47 between Duke and UConn. They last met for the national championship in 1999. You can hear both of tonight's games on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Stars are winless in the four games of Marty Turco's suspension, this coming after a 4-2 loss to Minnesota. Turco is expected back in the season finale against Chicago on Sunday. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Napa and Gungans and Bright. Stop by Napa today and get Gungans and Bright for just 49 cents after a dollar mail-in rebate. Whether you're detailing your engine or just cleaning it off, Gunk will get the job done. Napa, get the good stuff. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Rant, weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The big one is Ben, the skinny one is Skin, and they hash out Hoops HSOs on the Mavs postgame show, live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club, inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, it's Monty Montgomery there.
You listen to The Rant, broadcasting live from Red Wing Shoes in Richardson, Texas. We're on Central Expressway. On the west side of Central Expressway, between Arapahoe and Beltline, stop by. This is one of the biggest parties we've ever had.
I know.
For a remote.
We still have tons of Chipotle left, don't we?
Yeah, Chipotle has brought out tons of burritos. Come out here and eat a Chipotle burrito. Shop for some Red Wing shoes. Did you know you can save $20 on your next pair of work boots if you come anytime this weekend, not just during the time that we're here?
$20.
But they do have deals while we're here. For $13.10, you can get a six-pack of socks. That's a $30 value. Every guy needs socks, don't they?
Yes.
Except for you, Corby. Do you ever wear socks?
You know what? This is only like the second day I've worn my sandals.
You can also come out and register for an autographed Troy Aikman football.
You have 45 minutes to register for that.
And you can register to win a free pair of work boots valued at $150 right here at Red Wing Shoes. Stop by and see us. We're going to be here until noon today.
Then you can come out and see Robbie and Claudia.
Yeah, we got two ticket tricks here. Two very lovely ticket tricks.
Can I take you guys home with me? Just put you on my front porch.
Could you imagine a sandwich of those two? Just cuddling in bed.
That's all I want. Nothing more.
Floating away on the clouds.
Spooning is not cheating.
No, it isn't.
True.
We'll be fully clothed.
Neither is ethering you. All right. So this happens at Disney World. You guys ever been to Disney World?
I have. In Florida?
In Florida.
I've never been. Have you?
Yeah. I've been
really?
To Disney World. I don't think I've been to Disneyland.
I've never been to any Disney sanctioned park. I don't have a lot of money.
It's more for kids.
It's fun. Dave, you proposed at Disney World, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Turned out to be a good idea.
On Pleasure Island?
Yeah, boy, that worked out.
Oh, no, David. Everybody, please keep David in your prayers.
Yes.
He's going through a lot right now. So what's the deal with the divorce thing? Is it...
Well, we don't talk about it.
It's not... Okay.
We're in the trial period.
So you're not divorced, you're just doing the separation thing?
Right.
You used my divorce attorney, though, didn't you?
Well, I'm talking to him.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for the card.
No problem.
So a Walt Disney World employee, we'll just call him Tigger since he was in the Tigger costume,
mm-hmm.
handled up on a 13-year-old girl while in costume.
Are you kidding me? We have more food.
What the heck is this?
Spring Creek Barbecue just walked in with our food.
I am begging people to come out. I am praying.
If you're homeless and listening to us right now,
on your
we have donuts, we have burgers and sandwiches from
Sam's.
We have
Sam's. What's Sam's restaurant? Is it just Sam's
restaurant? Burger House.
Sam's Burger House.
Then we have Chipotle burritos, and now we have Spring Creek Barbecue. Please wrangle this, T-Bar.
This is just amazing. And the thing is, I ate a full breakfast this morning, and I was stuffed then.
I've seen you snarf down a burger.
A burrito, a couple donuts.
Tater tots.
Tater tots. I'm working on a strawberry shake right now. Kill me. If you're homeless, come by here and eat and then blow my head off. So this guy dressed in the Tigger costume, he's now been arrested on charges of groping a 13-year-old girl and her mother while posing with them for pictures.
Okay. Is it in the picture? Are we sure that he wasn't just like, you know how the hands are real big, and if you just droop them over their, droop them over their shoulders, and maybe you may hit an area that you're not supposed to? Or was he actually like, you know, kneading?
Like kneading dough.
Yes. I mean, how can you tell with those big funny costumes?
I don't know.
Well, what else is
speaking of kneading dough? Look at Claudia over there.
Stop looking at her.
I can't help it.
No.
She has some of the nicest natural assets I've ever seen.
What?
All right, so, so he gropes the girl and her mother.
Well, at least
Jabari?
Who may be healthy.
No.
Michael Chartrand.
He was in the Tigger.
Was charged with lewd and lascivious molestation of a child and simple battery. He was jailed in $25,000.
Okay.
$2,500.
Let's just say that you were 36 years old, which...
Wearing a Disney costume.
I'm nearing... Wearing a Disney costume.
Is your life over?
Your life's not going real well. You know, you're an actor, and this is the only part you can really get. And every day you have little kids running around driving you nuts, and you don't have any interaction
with
women.
Kicking in the groin.
Would you grope women? Would you grope?
Not, okay. I guarantee you this is how it started, like we just said. If this is actually true, he may not have done this, but it started out with him taking pictures with moms and kids and maybe just copping a feel on a mom.
What?
An innocent feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he just kind of rubbed his big paw against it. And then it just got worse and worse from there.
Right. He kept pushing the envelope.
Right. Until he finally got caught.
Does Tigger get a lot of trim?
How do I become that man?
What do you mean? On the inside of the costume?
Yeah. Like, does it...
Or does it save that to, like, the Mickey Mouse costume to make him nicer inside?
Yeah. You know, it's real clever. I mean, is that so bad? Is that so wrong?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was my question.
All right.
I don't have any other questions.
All right, here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are kids excited or beaten or frightened by the big, large costume?
I loved them.
I think, really?
I think the majority love them. I think
are what you see on TV, and they're right there in front of your face.
You have the occasional kid who gets freaked out.
My nephew is having a birthday party pretty soon,
mm-hmm.
and he's a young kid. And I was arguing with his mother that the kid is going to be freaked out if a large costumed creature comes to his birthday party.
Is that going to happen? You know what you ought to do is hire, you know what, you ought to dress in an ape suit like Bloody Jabari and just have shotgun wounds all over the place. And just
bleeding
kinda,
wounds?
And just,
oh, dear God.
Just kind of dragging yourself in the door.
With one arm, one arm that's incapacitated.
Right. Just blood poured out everywhere.
Yeah. Just have blood packets where I'm leaving a, it's like a slug trail of blood.
Every once in a while, just an unseen shooter hits you from afar and blood packet goes off.
Me and Dave are like constantly, we're like zoo people, you know, dressed in
SWAT gear.
Like green jumpsuits and hats.
Like crocodile hunter, you know.
You want to do that? I think my nephew would like that.
Yeah. And we're just constantly shooting you.
Oh, darn.
All right, that's a good idea for Halloween. Remember that.
Jabari might be a little off the top of mind October, but...
You know what? I don't think so, because everyone... I did a charity event on Thursday night, and every guy was joking about Jabari and laughing at our Jabari bits and everything. Jabari has captured the imagination. I think we can do Jabari humor for quite some time now.
All right. Well, that's our Halloween.
You got to beat Jabari, though.
Hey, next guy's night out, I think we got to recreate the Jabari thing.
Get a P1 woman and child to volunteer to be in the reenactment.
Right.
Call it the Passion of Jabari.
Yeah. Have a passion play. Jabari passion play.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's fun times. What's your next story?
Do you want to talk about cactuses?
No.
Win?
You don't want to talk about that?
No, I don't, because he's a friend of mine.
Well, he's a friend of mine, too, but, all right, Cactus Pryor played on Team Hardline. He's a guy who works in our production department who puts together commercials and that sort of thing. And he's one of the better players out there on the ice, but he was on the losing team, along with Corby and Dave.
Yep, come see our bald heads today.
So the losing team has to get their hair shaved off. Well, Cactus gets his hair shaved off, and he has... a growth on the top of his head that is like a parasitic twin. It's
I'm
this
queered.
Huge... It,
what did you say earlier off the air?
I'm a queer.
Looks like a ball sack.
like an infant's.
What?
Like an infant's ball sack.
No, I meant like a, you know, a tennis ball sack.
You
don't want to carry it in the cans. So anyway, he has this little kind of speed bag looking thing, little bean bag of flesh.
Totally raised off his scalp.
Raised off his scalp.
Like how, like a half an inch, quarter of an inch?
It's at least the size of an English pea, probably bigger.
Like a little thing in the back of your throat?
Yeah, it looks like a uvula. He has a uvula sticking off the top of his head. Yeah. And not a uterus.
Oh.
And so we're looking at this going, why doesn't he get that taken off? Especially
well,
now
he probably never knew it was there.
No, he says he's always known it's there. As a matter of fact, he told the girl who was shaving his head, hey
be careful.
Watch out, I have an infant ball sack in my head.
My infant ball sack might burst if he gets
I
put it on it.
So we're all wondering, why doesn't he get this thing cut off? And then it occurs to us that maybe it's like one of those things that's...
It controls him?
Yeah, like his aorta is routed through it, or, you know, half his pancreas is in it.
But you also thought that it was maybe a parasitic twin that had, like, hair and teeth.
Yeah, I thought it was like a periodontal tumor.
with a tooth and kind of a mouth that moves when he talks, you know?
Like that Chinese guy?
Yes.
Has like half a head growing on the side of his head?
I saw that on That's Incredible.
And when he talks, the mouth moves.
By the way, that tumor you're speaking of is a teratoma.
Teratoma, that's right. Periodontal, what's that?
I don't know.
He's an orthodontist.
Didn't you know someone? Didn't your sister have a teratoma?
No, we were joking about that, about her having that, because she had to have something removed, a benign tumor removed, and we were joking that it had teeth and stuff, hair.
That's not something you should joke about.
You were joking about it.
So do we need to...
I'm telling you right now, I need to go purge. I've eaten too much food. I'm going to throw up.
Do we need to take up a collection to get Cactus's tumor removed?
You know what?
I don't think you can medically remove it, or he would have had it removed by now. I don't understand why he just doesn't take some 20-weight fishing line, wrap it around it, and squeeze.
Gross.
So what did you discover, Dave?
I have a little blood packet on the top of my head, but it's very small.
Did you know that before your head shaved?
Yeah, I've always known it was there. And you know,
how did you know that?
Because I could feel it, you know?
Uh-huh.
If you run your hand through your hair, you can feel that. But I asked the dermatologist. I went to the dermatologist once, and I showed it to him, and he was like, yeah, it's just a collection of blood vessels. It's not a big deal.
Maybe that's your official adoption mark.
Yeah, everyone want to come see my blood packet?
But you have more than one blood packet.
How?
Well, I have one big one. Where is it? Right there.
Look, people are actually staring at you, Dave, like you're an exhibit.
Yeah.
He's the new Jabari. Let me see. Sit down here. Yeah, you have this blood packet, and then you have another one over here, and
which
one right there.
Which one's bigger?
This is the biggest.
That's
one.
The biggest one?
Yeah.
See, I was always frightened about shaving my head, about discovering something like that. But I just have scars on my head from when my parents tortured me as a child.
Yeah, Corby shaves his head, and he looks like he's been in a motorcycle accident or something.
Look how perfectly straight that little scar is on top of my head there.
Yeah.
Now, what is that one from?
That's from when I was 4 years old. My mother, we had a Vega, a hatchback Vega.
We had Vegas, too.
You did?
Yeah.
And I reached in to grab, we were at a shopping mall, and I got out of the car, ran in the store, then forgot my coloring book. And in the meantime, my mom's had opened the hatchback, and she was getting whatever out of there, you know, hash or whatever she'd take. And so then I reach in to grab my coloring book, and she never saw me. And she shuts the trunk on my head.
Oh.
And just splits it wide open.
She just start bawling?
She did, yeah. And we were with another lady whose husband was a doctor, and so we went straight to his office and got sewn.
What does it matter that her husband was adopted? Why do you mention...
A doctor. A doctor.
I thought I had
all
found
excited?
A kindred spirit.
Is that why you wanted to high-five me?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what about all the scars on the side of your head where your hairlines are receding?
Is
that some hair replacement procedure gone awry?
Further up.
Where is it?
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was a kid, and I knocked into a coffee table when I was like one or two when I was crawling. Bled everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Keep talking. Talk harder.
And then the one in the back of my head is piled.
My infant BS is attracted to that.
Infant BS?
Small fact.
Oh.
All right, can we talk about the story of the big robbery at Highland Park or University Park?
Yeah, yes. We have to do that next.
I think this is pretty genius.
I do too.
That story coming up next.
Please don't cry.
Papa Beaver was in big trouble for spending too much time at Goldilocks.com. So to save his big bag of nothing, he decided to take Mama B1 and Baby B1 to see the Dallas Mavericks take on the Utah Jazz. Tuesday, April 8th, he called 214-747-MAV and asked for the Ticket B1 special. $39 terrace level seats for only $25. This all sounds like a good enough deal, even without a bowl of porridge, but when we throw in a free ticket t-shirt for the first 100 P1s, that should be just right. Mavs Ticket P1 Night, Thursday, April 8th at AAC. Seats are limited. Call 21.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
This the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there and you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Modano. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night, then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, so tense.
Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face is so bitter.
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can... well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
Hey, P1, Sam McDowell here. If you're like me, you always wonder what it would be like to actually run the Cowboys or another NFL team. Would you have really drafted Quincy? What about the Larry Allen contract? What would you be doing differently if the Cowboys were yours? Well, believe it or not, now is your chance to show the rest of the football world how smart you are with EFSports.com. This is the most realistic fantasy football site on the planet, bar none. You're not just the coach. You're the general manager and the owner. Buy a franchise. Draft your team. And play as close to reality as any simulation anywhere. Watch the salary cap as you draft all 53 players to make up your squad. Watch the waiver wire, pick up free agents, or acquire the last piece in your puzzle via trading. EFSports.com is not for the casual fan, but if you want to simulate owning an NFL franchise and you have the skills to back it up, EFSports.com is your ticket to reality-based fantasy football.
Bring the family. We're open at 12 noon on Easter Sunday. Outback Steakhouse. No rules. Just right.
It's the 21st century. I thought by now we'd be wearing silver jumpsuits and there'd be lots of cool stuff. Flying cars, robot maids,
your coffee,
and teleportation.
Ready.
Well, I'm still driving on pavement, still making my own coffee. But now my home phone has amazing powers. I just got AT&T called Vantage Service, phone service that works with high-speed internet, cable, or DSL. Now my phone answers to me. If I'm expecting an important call, I don't wait around. My call finds me. If I want quiet, I get urgent calls only. It even turns my voicemail into talking email.
AT&T Call Vantage. Unlimited local, long distance, and powerful features for $39.99 a month. Get it now at att.com/wow.
Well, not everything has hit the 21st century, but now home phone service has.
Sign up by May 31st for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. AT&T Call Vantage. Now at...
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Choice for your new home.
Horizon Homes from the 110s. Solid design, solid reputation. HorizonHomesDFW.com.
I'm Layla. Oklahoma State is still feeling the fallout from the Baylor scandal next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hello, and welcome to The Sims Residence. Tonight, we've hundreds of movies to choose from. Don't leave a message. You know where we are and what we're doing, and thank you for calling.
Can you cut it out? Just pick up the phone. Jim, this is your mother speaking.
Hooked on movies? Get hooked on Charter Digital. Watch true digital quality picture and sound at the lowest all-digital movies price in America. Sign up for Charter Digital for $49.99 for your first 3 months and get your favorite premium movie channels like HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, The Movie Channel, and Starz SuperPak at no extra cost. Go where satellite can't. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and get hooked. Offer expires 5/10/04. Offer limited to new customers and existing analog customers. Standard pricing will apply after first.
Join Train to End Stroke by calling 1-888-4-STROKE. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
The Final Four finally convinces tonight, starting with Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech at 5:07. Oklahoma State features the Baylor transfer John Lucas Jr. Eddie Sutton says Lucas is a key to their success.
I think anybody that goes through some of the things that he's had to go through, you become tougher.
I don't know if all of you are familiar with John's father when he was having problems and how little John helped him. I have such utmost respect for John because having gone through that and then having gone through what he had to endure down at Baylor.
The late game is between Duke and UConn. That tips off at 7:47. The O'Reilly 300 is at 1 at Texas Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch is the pole sitter. He says he likes the fast tracks.
My favorite racetracks are of the Lowe's and the Texas and the Atlanta-style racetracks with the double dogleg.
Forecast today calls for a chance of showers with a high of 71. And the Mavericks play host to Phoenix at 7:30 tonight. Mavs are coming off a big win over the Kings on Thursday, but in their past two wins, they've allowed over 100 points in each game. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, weekends on Sports Radio 1310 Ticket.
If it dates, it's Jeff. The Stone Appliance Fifth Celebrity Sweepstakes begins this Monday at 7:35 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's 11:37 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live at Red Wing Shoes in Richardson, Texas. We're on the west side of Central Expressway between Arapahoe and Beltline. You can come out here and register for an autographed Troy Aikman football. We're also giving away a free pair of work boots valued at $150. Do we still have Chipotle burritos out here?
No, everything's
gone. They're
gone?
Chipotle's gone?
Yep.
What about all the ribs?
We still have
Spring Creek barbecue, don't we?
Yeah.
And we have some donuts.
No barbecue.
We have a special on the six-pack of socks, $30 value. For $13.10.
That's a great deal. They just gave us some of these socks.
They're really nice. They're really thick socks.
They're awesome.
Forever. I just bought two packs of them.
$13 for a $30 pair of socks?
Yeah.
Whatever you
six
said
pack.
Earlier?
Yeah.
For that?
$13.10 is what you can expect to probably pay for three good
and then,
quality socks.
I don't even know if you can, if you come out here, if you'll even get around to looking at the footwear just because the ticket chicks are so distracting. We got two of the nicest ticket chicks out here.
Yep.
And Corby's really been enjoying looking at the ticket chicks, haven't you, Corby?
Yes, I have.
It's hard.
Really like.
To take your eyes off them.
Yeah, it is. It's hard being a man.
Are you beaten now, being a guy? Doesn't it suck being a guy? You just have to look and lust your whole life.
That's it.
It's like you're damned.
Right.
You're damned to do that.
99.999% of all the hot girls you see in your life, you can't even touch.
Right.
Most of them will never even talk to you.
Right.
It's terrible.
And then you get married.
And then 100% of the girls that you see.
Exactly.
You'll never touch.
It's the choice we make, Dave. It's the sacrifice we make.
All right, what are we sacrificing for? Just have someone who'll take care of us in old age? Aren't there nursing homes for that?
I don't know. You want to get a three-way quickie divorce? Like on the way home?
Who's on top?
Dave. It's bigger.
What?
You know, I went to the Seinfeld show last night.
Why haven't we talked about that?
I don't know, because I just forgot about it. But he had a funny line.
It was last night.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He had a funny line. He was talking about marriage. You know, he did a little bit on his marriage. And he said, you know, guys pretty much want the same thing from their wife that they want in underwear. A little bit of support and a little bit of freedom.
Was it funnier when he said it?
Yeah, because he's Seinfeld.
How was that show?
He's a comedian. It was good.
Was it good? Was it
yeah,
out?
And Mario Joyner was his opener.
Who's that?
He's a African-American comedian.
Yeah, he's
comedian.
A black guy who does a show in Chicago. Oh, and
no, that's
back
Tom
to
Joyner. He was funny, too.
I bet.
There's two more shows tonight, I guess, but they're sold out.
So your wife slept through half of it?
She started nodding off. It wasn't that it wasn't funny. She was just so tired. She's had a...
Well,
yeah. Super long week, yeah, and I dropped some rupees in her drink.
Good move. All right, so
she was in the K-hole halfway through the concert.
So in University Park, that is the affluent suburb. Gordon, when did you move there? 2 years ago, I guess.
You know, I thought about moving there at one time, and then I realized that I don't think I would ever, ever belong there.
Wouldn't you?
I would.
No, because everyone would look down on you. Which, that doesn't really bother me so much.
Okay,
if
no,
I ever
wait.
Had...
There's a difference between HP and UP.
Not too terribly much when you come from wherever we are. We're going to be hated no matter which one we go to.
There's no difference between Highland Park and University
yes.
Park.
The average home cost in Highland Park has got to be like $300,000 or $400,000.
Where's the line of demarcation? Where I don't understand.
Lovers?
Anything.
Yeah, north of Lovers is UP, south of Lovers is HP.
Oh. Okay.
No. It's lower than that.
Is it?
Maybe
Mockingbird?
Mockingbird. I think it's Mockingbird. But, yeah, Highland Park is
the huge
upper
houses,
echelon.
The huge houses are in Highland Park.
Okay.
That's the real upper echelon. And then University Park is more higher middle class.
Well, Highland Park High School is actually in University Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A man wearing a dark ski mask, windbreaker, and gloves stole two bags of money from Highland Park High School early Friday morning.
So they just have bags of money laying around?
Yeah, that's how rich that school is.
Like holding doors open?
Yeah. Propping doors open. They just use bags of money.
So he gets the money, runs out of there, and then police found the money bags hidden in an alley near the school later on in the day. So it was a kid who did it. If any professional robber would do this, he would obviously leave and not hide the bags near the school.
What, hit the bags with the money still in them?
Yes.
Or
did
he ditch the bags, take the money out and ditch the bags?
It just says police found the money bags.
So that money might not have been in them.
Not the bags' money, but the money's bags.
Police said that the man tried unsuccessfully to snatch a student's purse before entering the bookkeeper's office and grabbing the plastic bags from her desktop.
What about snatch?
It was someone on the inside. Someone knew about these bags of money, obviously.
Yeah, but it could have been a former student. You know what it probably is? It's probably one of these rich kids who's gotten messed up in drugs and stuff like this and
mm-hmm.
owed a bunch of money.
Gone to a bunch of raves from
right.
by Tom Hicks' kids.
Dump that. Just to be safe. All right, and so he stole this money to cover a drug debt or something like that. It's kind of real less than zero.
You think it was somebody who was like 20?
Yeah.
Maybe? Well, how do you know about the money?
I don't know.
Buddy his on the
there
inside?
There goes my favorite girl of the day, by the way. I love her.
You're creeping everybody out now.
Well, she's
you
real.
Really are. What's going on with you today?
I've also got a gun.
What? They said the man fled out of the school's front entrance and ran towards University Boulevard. Four staff members, including the principal, chased the man. Is that a good idea?
Too bad the zoo SWAT team wasn't there.
Yeah, just sitting on their ass.
Yeah.
Tranking themselves.
Yeah, that's why they couldn't trank Jabari. They were too busy shooting themselves up with the tranks.
Why is trank is a funny word?
There's several really funny abbreviations. Trank for tranquilizer is funny. I still think the proper use of porn, when you just... Porn is a good abbreviation for pornography.
Yeah, but it's become so common that people don't think of it as an abbreviation.
Penis.
Oh, that's not an abbreviation.
Oh. I thought it was for penissimo.
Well, then there's vag.
Okay, we are moving on now here at Red Wing Shoes. All right, so that's a good story. Thank you, Corby.
Thanks, I just read it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I know that. All right. Coming up next.
Yeah, what do we got, Gordon? Let us know.
Summerall's new liver and why the liberals are mad.
About
the liver? We do it.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, established in 1994. 10 years of talking ticket, music, The Hardline, Fake Jerry, Bad Radio, Quick Hit, Wild Ass Circus, Sweet Grego, The Incredible P1, The Interrupter, The Old Gray Wolf, 2-Minute Drill, Jub Jub, Junior, Muse in the New, Gordo's Corner, Mickey's Ranch Report, Picks of the Pole, Homer Call of the Week, The Throwdown, Cobra, Snake, Cobra, Ticket Ticker, Ribby Pulse, Ticket Up Your Tailpipe, Captain Doodoo, The Overcutter, Norm's Dad Joke, The Ram.
E-Brake. Classic.
That's the vote for
Jesus. Okay, we have a
I don't know that that's a vote for me. I don't
clearly.
See that was clear.
Well, he has been getting very strange lately.
Not true.
Junior Miller's, I don't know what happened to him, but he has just weirded out the last couple of weeks. And here's another example that wins him the emergency break of the week. That phone number again, 888-834-1999. Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What? What did you say? You said that you were all bloody. The number is 888-834-1999.
Jeez.
Jeez.
this week. Go with
it. All right, how many, Fernando?
11 victory for you, Junior.
Whoa.
You move into sole possession of
Dribbles
third place.
Robs. I'm on the podium.
That's like two in the last 3 weeks for him, too.
Georgie has 17, Norm and Gordo with 13. Craig, you are now in third place with 11.
All right, you are moving on up.
Dribble did get robbed.
Hey, Tickethead, Dan McDowell here to talk about the greatness of EFSports.com. If you're like me and you love fantasy football, but you wish there was something more in your league, another level, maybe, then look no further. You want EFSports.com. This fantasy league is not for the weak. If you're a guy that really knows just a few players in the league, then you're probably best suited for a different fantasy league. But if you know your stuff and you want to show the rest of the nation that you're the best owner in football, come to EFSports.com. Full 53-man roster where every position counts. Salary caps, free agency, an active waiver wire, practice squads, dynasties. This league is the most intense fantasy football league out there, period. If it sounds overwhelming, don't let it scare you. The interface on EFSports.com is extremely easy to manage and it runs itself. Just log on and see how easy it can be to own your own franchise. Now is the time to sign up and get a draft started. The Premium League, which is what you want, has 16 teams. Get your buddies or coworkers together and sign up for this thing. EFSports.com, the next level of fantasy football, EFSports.com.
Business, every day inside the Dallas Morning News and at DallasNews.com. Know the full story.
So, Mom, why did you want to have lunch?
Well, dear, you know how you and Brad have been wishing for a really nice place to live.
As a matter of fact...
Wish no more.
Mm-hmm.
Dad and I have decided to let you two stay in the guest house.
Oh, that's nice, but...
But what, dear?
Well, actually, I think we found the perfect place.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Camden apartment.
An apartment?
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, the guest house is right next to the pool.
Actually, Camden Communities have several pools.
But Dad's going to do all the lawn and garden work.
Actually, Camden Communities are professionally landscaped.
But the guest house is a real home.
That was a Camden apartment, Mom.
But, sweetie, Dad and I are offering you free rent. Come on, Camden's not going to offer that.
Actually...
If you've been wishing for the perfect apartment and a chance to win free rent, wish no more. Through April 30th, register to win 6, 9, or 12 months free rent. You might win other great prizes, too, like maid service for a whole year. Or...
I'm Layla. UConn could be partying like it's 1999 next on the Ticket Ticker.
Of all the things that make SeaWorld SeaWorld, the most amazing is that it has a language all its own. For example, means, now that was pretty cool. Well, is short for, did he just smile at me? And then, of course, there's,
hey.
Which means someone has just logged on to SeaWorld.com to check out all the great SeaWorld family vacation packages. Visit the website yourself and turn your SeaWorld visit into a vacation. Come touch a world that touches you. SeaWorld San Antonio. And don't worry, you'll get the lingo down in no time. Hop aboard the all-new Shamu Express, coming this spring to Shamu's Happy Harbor. Enjoy your child's first coaster together as you zip along the track in cars shaped like SeaWorld's famous killer whale.
The Ticket. Ticket Ticker.
This is UConn's first trip to the Final Four since they won the championship in 1999. Now they're back playing Duke in the late game tonight. Coach Jim Calhoun says all of the Final Four teams are legit.
We played Georgia Tech early. Mecca was hurt a little bit, but it made no difference. They were just better than us early in the season. I know that much for sure. Duke certainly proved it was, without question, one of the best one or two, possibly three teams in the United States.
Duke and UConn tip off at 7:47 this evening, and in the early game, Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech tip off at 5:07. You can hear both games on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Texas Motor Speedway is playing host to the Busch O'Reilly 300 today at 1. Kyle Busch is the pole sitter for the race, followed by Greg Biffle and David Green. Today's weather forecast calls for a chance of rain and a high of 71. The Stars lose to the Minnesota Wild last night 4-2, and Marty Turco's suspension, the Stars are winless at 0-2-0-2. Turco is expected to return Sunday against Chicago. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:10 with the great Ty Walker, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, reminding you that the only way it's okay for you to drink one of those fruity chick drinks is if you're on a tropical beach. It's delivered to you by a topless supermodel, and it's free.
It's 11:51 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The Rant wrapping up here at Red Wing Shoes in Richardson, Texas. On the west side of Central Expressway between Arapahoe and Beltline, they got some great deals going on right now. $13.10 for a six-pack of socks. It's a $30 value. I just bought myself two pairs of
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. I saw it.
Two packs of that. You can save $20 on your next pair of work boots if you come by any time this weekend. So not just today, but any time for the rest of the weekend.
$20 off. Work boots, baby.
And here in just a few moments, we're going to give away our Troy Aikman autographed football. And
no, we already gave it away. Already gave it away.
Who I realized that when I said that, but I didn't know it wouldn't make a difference on the air. So I just
People might come out here specifically for that.
Yeah, and as soon as they walk to the door, which will be at least in a couple minutes, and you say, "Oh, we just gave it away."
Well, but that's wrong, Gordon.
Did you guys notice right. Rafael Palmeiro showed up today to support us?
Where he let himself go? Since
yeah,
he's
yeah, kind of
lost. Left
guy's looking around. He doesn't know who you're talking about. All right, now, Corby, you're a good liberal, just like me.
Yeah.
Did you see where prominent liberals are now pleading with Ralph Nader to abandon his chaotic and destructive presidential bid?
His what?
Why is it destructive?
Quixotic.
And why is it Don Quixotic?
Does that mean it's divisive? What does that mean? I need to bring my dictionary to the Rant now.
It's wandering.
Anyway, so they're warning that, you know, he's going to basically cost the Democratic nominee, which will be John Kerry, the election.
Why?
Because people will vote for him.
Because liberals who would vote for Kerry will vote for Nader because they're stupid.
I think
it's a wasted vote.
You know, I just
you're talking about
you.
The very hardcore liberals that vote for Nader.
Right, but even if he steals
5 million votes,
1% of the liberals, that may be enough to keep Bush in office. That's what the Democratic Party is saying.
Is it a waste? I mean, it's kind of the what's his face back in the 90s vote. God, Texan, crazy, big ears.
Yeah, I voted for him once.
Was that a waste of vote?
He got 20% of the vote, though.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't get 20%.
I think he did.
No.
14%?
No. I don't think he got that high. I think he got like 9.
I think he did. No, He was in the teens.
He had some momentum. He had some significant momentum. Much
I think
more
he's
than,
got the biggest third
much
party
Much more
candidate.
Than Nader ever had.
Right.
Okay, so why do people vote for Nader?
Well,
just
people
to say
vote,
they voted for Nader?
People say that Nader's the reason George Bush is in office right now.
Because he still votes
he stole
for Gore.
Four votes.
Yeah.
Especially in Florida, where the Nader votes would have definitely made a difference.
Anyways, this is kind of my take on it, is that I think that's pretty chicken-ass of people to say, begging Nader to get out of it. Because the whole point is, there's two things that you should go by in electing someone. Number one, you should vote for who you actually want to be president of all the candidates.
And how hot their wife is.
And then number two,
or kids,
there should be as many candidates as want to actually run. To have as much diversity in that field as you want.
But we're in a two-party system, so that doesn't really
not necessarily. Ralph Nader's not running as one of the two
right,
parties.
Right, but, okay, of all the elected offices in this country...
Oh, there goes my girl.
What percentage do you think are not a member of either the Republican or Democratic Party?
Me
either.
You don't hold an elected office.
Oh.
I'm saying of the people who hold an elected office...
Know.
How many of them are independent or communist
very few.
Libertarian or whatever else?
Just a handful.
There's probably a lot of communists out there that hold office right now.
But don't you think that's, I mean, even if it was Republicans doing that, I would have a problem with it saying, hey, you get out of the race, we need to create one less choice to where we can win.
It's the Democratic scrambling. They're panicking right now. They realize they have a guy that people are kind of latching onto right now. But they need everyone to latch on to.
Mm-hmm.
You understand their reasoning. And if you're
I think it's wrong.
It
I think
is.
They're wrong
it
for doing that. We should have as many choices as we can for president if we want them. And you should vote for whoever you want to be president.
Right.
For whomever, I guess, to be president. None of this, hey, you get out of the race where people are forced to vote for our other guy.
I mean, I'm torn between Sharpton and Nader.
Same, I'm torn between Sharpton and Bush right now.
You are?
That's what I'm going for.
Oh boy, how are you going to work that out?
Anyway, all right, and then the other thing I teased was this other thing that I wanted to tell you about.
Go ahead.
And
yeah,
that
please.
Is the thing.
Please tell me.
That where, everyone where, is talking about.
Did you lose?
So.
I want all you people to call me.
Right here?
No, I don't know what I teased two things. I don't know what it was.
Tigger?
No, I've done that.
Disney World?
Is it U.S. Allies to be included in ID program for travel?
What else does it say? Let's go to the phone.
Final Four Talk.
Hi, do you remember what I teased before the break?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, do you remember what I teased before the break?
No.
Hi, do you remember what I teased before
please
the break?
Please be a dial tone, yes.
Do you remember what I teased before the break?
Can you shut the hell up?
Okay.
It wasn't this? Plano man who tried to meet teen for sex gets 10 years in jail? Have you guys, there was a good article in Rolling Stone about this, about these undercover officers who get on these.
Just spend all day in chat rooms?
Yeah.
Getting themselves horny, pretending to be 14-year-old girls?
I don't think they get themselves horny.
Oh, I guarantee they do.
Or 14-year-old boys.
I guarantee they do.
Would you rather arrest a gay pedophile?
But don't you think...
Where can I do that?
Don't you think the undercover cop gets a little bit of flow going when he's, you know, doing some online...
Talking to a 45-year-old horn dog man?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
His infant... BS is going crazy.
What is that?
A Dallas judge ordered...
Hi, ladies.
Maximum...
Hey, you put shirts on. Why?
Y'all going to go cuddle, take a nap? All right. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Claudia needs a thicker shirt.
Claudia drives a BMW. Why don't you have a better car than me?
She's from Romania, for God's sake.
Why does Claudia have two 30-30 rounds in her bra?
Well,
all right. Thanks to everyone who was part of this one. Thanks to everyone here at Red Wing Shoes. They're on the west side of Central Expressway between Arapahoe and Beltline. Stop by and see them. Get yourself this is quality footwear here,
that's
Dave.
True.
Quality footwear. Thanks to Corby Davidson. Thanks to you.
Thank you,
Dave Lane.
Thanks to all the P1s who came out and all the people who brought food. Chipotle, Sam's Burger Place, and Spring Creek Barbecue.
But mainly Chipotle because they were the ones who originally brought
food. That's
right. They're the ones.
They've been with us from the beginning.
Yeah. Thanks to all the promotions crew. Thanks to the ticket chicks, and thanks to the engineering staff. I'm Gordon Key.
Thank you, by the way.
Keep looking up because
yeah,
that's thanks, where it all
thanks
is.
Thanks to you, Gordon.
All right.
You made it all happen today.
Call me.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams and our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
And boy, what a rare edition this is. Ticket Sports Saturday, I'm Kevin Scott.
Yeah, this is after a three-week hiatus, we're back, but we have to ramp up slowly, you know. After having 3 weeks out of practice, we have to ramp up slowly. So just a 2.5-hour edition today until 2:30. And at that time, we'll take you to Westwood One's Final Four preview show, which will take you up to the Final Four games that tip off for a little after 5 o'clock is the first game tipping off right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Of course, the NCAA championship will be decided Monday night on The Ticket as well. So we've got to get back to work here after taking our time off for the NCAA tournament, and we've got lots of stuff to talk to you about today, including the action out at the Texas Motor Speedway. The O'Reilly 300 set to start in about 1 hour with Kyle Busch sitting on the pole. And did you see a good difference between the Nextel Cup and the Busch Series yesterday?
As in?
Did you see what happened to Kyle Busch yesterday?
Oh, yeah. He failed to qualify.
Well, it wasn't, and you know why he failed to qualify? Because he was running in a car that had zero laps on the track because he wrecked his car. He wrecked his primary car in practice. And you know why he wrecked his primary car in practice? Because it got a lot more horsepower in that Nextel Cup car, and coming out of turn four, he lost it, backed into the wall in the front stretch.
But that much more horsepower?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if it's you or me, if I'm going from my ride right now to a Busch car, yeah, it's going to get away from
well,
me.
When you're going,
all you did was go from Busch car to a.
You're already. Well, keep in mind that the Busch cars qualified only about 4 miles an hour slower than the Cup cars, but you've got that much more horsepower that gets it going. And he just pushed it a little too hard coming out of turn four and lost it. And I think this is the second or third time this year he's wrecked a Cup car in practice. But he's won two poles on the Busch Series.
He better be careful.
He's 18.
He's not going to get a whole lot more chances this year if he keeps wrecking cars.
And then he came out in his the backup car. They didn't have a chance to run any practice laps on it. And so they roll it out there for qualifying. And his both laps, boy, in turn one, he was dragging ass, man, because there were sparks flying everywhere at the back of the car just in turn one. They just didn't have the setup right on. I knew he didn't have a chance when I saw that happening. And, of course, he had no... He hadn't been in a race, so he had no provisional points, points to get a provisional start. So, Kyle Busch, you can see the difference from Busch to the Cup Series just by his example this weekend. Wins the pole on Thursday and then wrecks on Friday in the Cup car.
You haven't gone to see the that IMAX movie.
I have not. Have you?
Had family in town, and that was one of the things that took.